you watching. So let's go. Let's get it poppin'.
Captain of the cool kids. The revolution's never been televised. Great booty, better thighs, I ain't wanna tell a lie. First I tell a high, then I give a one and let her fly. Never tell a lot of night, you couldn't find a better guy. King shit, fly to anyone you've been seen with. Gangsta the same, push cool as a penguin. Got a team of a money feel through the thing with. She find way and fly away at my convenience. You sing tip, checking in a five-star suite. Come on. With some five-star freaks, I'm that high all week. Catch me in the week, I was up in that with y'all feet. In a fast car, super fast, brought back seat. That's me, see a nothing nice. Fuck a couple nights, with the moon, say goodbye in the sun. Greeting us like,
hello, good morning.
Let's go, let's go.
Hello, good morning. Hello, good evening. You glow, you beaming. Cause you know that you really need it. And not the one that you wanna be with. But right now, baby, you dreaming.
Wake up and turn the lights
off. Cause I'm hanging on the bar, that's a cleaner than a car. When you fall, then I'm giving my pride. 25 on the bag, I've been stuffing on the head. Penny bag, cause the bitch won't stop.
That's your boyfriend, feeling like a groupie.
You know, we on that.
Feel like this, looking like a movie.
You know, we on that.
And everybody know who the groupie is.
You know, we on that.
I know, cause I'm blowing on that movie.
You know, we on that.
Hello.
Hey, yeah. Turn me up a little bit more. I don't think they can hear me. Check this out. Bad boy, bitch. Let's work. Come on. Let's work. Don't stop. Let's rock. Let's work. Make it feel good.
Your baby mama cry for me like Jodeci. So how you not notice me? Pull up to the club in the coldest V. Literally cold. Little did he know how that nigga did he flow. How that nigga did he go so hard like a crow while still getting dough. Whoa,
whoa, whoa. Yeah, I like this.
Come on. Can you feel it?
Can you feel it?
Can you feel it?
Nothing can save you.
Yeah.
Oh,
it's that dirty money.
Got your boyfriend feeling like a groupie.
thought took years to build, but still say a rhyme after the next one. Prepared, never scared, I'll just bless one. And you know that I'm the solo with, so Eric B, make a clap to this. 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 I don't bug out or chill or be acting ill. No tricks in 86, it's time to build. Eric be easy on the cut, no mistakes allowed. Cause to me, MC means move the crowd. I made it easy to dance to this. But can you detect what's coming next from the flex of the mix? Saying D, then I proceed, cause my man made a mix. Every lead, he won't be no band-aid. A big finger dick, so I'm on a two. There's no rhymes left, I hurry up and cut the cut. Or make a bleed to death, but he's kicking it. Cause it ain't no half-stepping. The party is live, the rhyme can't be kept inside of me. It's like a volcano. It ain't the everyday style or the same old rhyme, cause I'm better than the rest of them. Every B is on the cut, and my name is Rockin'. Make a clap to this. Make a clap to this. Make a clap to this. Make a clap to this.
call you bad, didn't care if your name was Mother Matter Harry. I choose to call you Sunny because you have a tummy. My father's not a furry, you're the one who walks a funny. Your nose is always funny, you look like Rose Bunny. All your raps are old, ancient as a mummy. Your house is so scummy, your clothes are so bummy. But now with your hip, and all I want is your money. Educated rapper, you ain't nothing but a dummy. You try to be chubby or you play as your rummy. I bet make a love to you, but really deep crummy. You say it's customary to keep your commentary. I say it's crap, it's full of strawberries. Your rap is so weak and your face is so scary. You always find a rap like yours in any cemetery. So do you know you didn't even pass? All you received was a kick in the ass. That's what you did, cause I had enough. And that right mix matched the ice cream puff.
Educator, jam master, stay king of the crossfader. He's the better of the peacemaker. He's a maker, a breaker, and a title taker. Like a little old lady who lives in his youth. If cuts were kids, he would be you. Not lying, y'all. He's the best I know. And if I lie, my nose will grow. Like a little widow boy named Pinocchio. And you all know how to store free. Go!
Big stuff for kids, he plays much kids. He's a big bad wolf, and yo, the three bigs. He's a big bad wolf in your neighborhood. Not bad, meaning bad, but bad, meaning good.
Revelation chapter 7, verses 16 and 17. Yes, sir. They shall hunger no more, neither shall they thirst anymore.
Preach, preacher.
For God shall wipe away,
yes, sir,
every tear from their eyes.
Yes, sir.
Get ready for the revolution.
Yes, it's been a year for Don Napoleon on Blog Talk Radio. She has made you laugh. She has made you cry. She has dissed you. She even pissed you off. She has motivated you. She has inspired you. She has shared her personal experiences with you. She has told you the truth. She has loved you and helped you all for 2 hours a day, 7 days a week. Please welcome the woman of the hour, Dawn Napoleon.
Oh, thank you so much for coming back. What would I do without you?
This has been a beautiful day. Is that Don? Is that Don? Oh my God, that's her.
All these bitches is my sons, and I'ma go and get some bits for 'em. A couple formulas, little pretty lids on 'em. If I had a dick, I would pull it out and piss on 'em. Let me shake it off. I just signed a couple deals, I might break you off. And we ain't making up, I don't need a mediator. Just let them bums blow steam. Radiator.
That was an earthquake, baby.
Stone is flawless. F1. I keep shooters up top in the F1. A lot of bad bitches begging me to F1. But I'ma eat them rat bitches when the chef comes. Throw some fresh ones. More talent than my motherfucking left thumb. She ain't a Nicki fan, then the bitch deaf dumb. You ain't my son, you my motherfucking stepson.
I don't know what that way looks like. Bitch, I can't even.
All these bitches is my sons, And I ain't talking about Phoenix. Bitch, I get money, so I do's what I pleases. I live where the motherfucking pools and the trees is. Broke bitch is so crusty.
Disgust me.
Date a bitch a ride, got the continental dusty. Trust me, I keep a couple hundred in the dusty. Couple wet wipes, case a bum try to touch me. Ew. I'm the Terminator. Bitch talk slick, I'ma have to Terminator. These little nappy headed hoes need a Permanator. You my seed, I spray you with the Germinator. Move back, bug. Matter of fact, you know the queen could use a back rub. If you could turn back time, share. You used to be here, now you're gone, near.
You nappy headed, so vicious.
God damn, Nicki Minaj is the shit right now. She got down on that one. Damn, she got down on that. I thought I would never, ever listen to another Nicki Minaj song ever again. She got down on that one. Yeah. That's my theme song. Every Shiro gotta have one. Welcome to the Don Nicole Young Show. You know we podcast live weekdays, 12 noon Eastern Standard Time, Monday through Friday. On blogtalkradio.com, WGAG-radio, Georgia Gossip. Please believe it. Yeah. And I am your host, Don Nicole Young, for the evening. I am your host, Don Nicole Young. Oh, no, for today. How about that? This is Friday. Thank God it's Friday. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Alhamdulillah. Rabbi Alameen. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Man, what is happening? What's going on? Touch yourselves. Feel yourself. See that you are alive. Not a person on this planet should be complaining today, man. It's Friday, goddamn. Fuck what you heard, man. It is Friday. Rodney be dropping jewels in the chat room. What's good with everybody in the chat room? Thank y'all so much for tuning in. Everybody on the call line listening. Goddamn, all my 10 million listeners, thank y'all so much for tuning in. Hi, this is the Don Nicole Young Show, man. I'm going to keep it simple, man. All right, well, I'll just give everybody an update. You know, I got a call from Nikki Love last night right before her show came on. Big ups to Nikki Love. And, you know, we basically, you know, we squashed the beef, all right? we squashed the beef, you know what I'm saying? You know, when you know, we get together, you know what I'm saying? We have our, we had our argument. But we basically squashed the beef at the end of the day. I'm not sure, you know, what basically took place on a show last Shadow wasn't tuned in. I was busy, you know, filing my nails. So. You know what I'm saying? Had my nigga giving me a pedicure and manicure. You feeling me? My nigga was polishing my toes and shit. So, shit. You know what I'm saying? And my nigga was washing my hands, shit. You feel me? So, shit. With his face. Yeah. So at the end of the day, you know, yeah, BA says, well, oh, that's wonderful. Yes, indeed. So, you know what I'm saying? So it's all good, you know. I mean, it's just some old bitch-ass nigga, you feel me, by the name of Most High. When y'all see that screen name pop up on a BTR, just private message that nigga and just beat his ass with some letters and shit. Whoop his ass with letters. Just whoop that nigga ass with letters. Anytime you see somebody named Most High on that motherfucker, just start typing shit. Goddamn A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J. Just keep doing that shit. 1, 2, 3, 4, goddamn. just keep goddamn fucking with that nigga. Whoop his ass with some goddamn letters and shit. That means a lot, Rodney Walker. That's what's up. Rodney said, Don, I will catch a grenade for you, throw my hand on a blade for you, jump in front of a train for you. I feel you, baby. I feel you. Go ahead, my nigga. I won't do it for your ass, but at least somebody do it for me. Hey, man. Anyway, man, wow, incredible. So I just want to let everybody know, you know what I'm saying, that we did, you know, I got a call, you feel me, my number 411, you feel me, just call 411 and find me. So, you know, but it's all good, you know what I'm saying, we squashed everything in a sense, you feel me, you know, but, you know, whew, incredible. Anybody would like to know what the fuck happened, you can always call 411, call me, call 411 and ask for All Eyes on Egypt in Georgia. They'll give you my number. I'll be happy to tell you everything that went down. You figure them. Other than that, man, I got the flashback jam of the day. I got the news coming up next. So we'll be right back, man. And, hey, y'all already know, man, I'm so ATL right now. Special shout out to IndieHeat.com. We did it big at the premiere of the movie that's coming out February 11th entitled Muslim. It's actually on Georgia Gossip Facebook. It's actually on GeorgiaGossip.com's main page. The movie called Muslim, starring Nia Long, Danny Glover, Evan Ross, and all that good stuff. And the premiere is actually at the bottom. So special shout out to IndieHeat.com, you know what I'm saying, doing big things because we so ATL. You figure deal me. That's just the way we do it. So without further ado, man, I got the flashback jam of the day. Y'all got to excuse me. I got a flashback jam of the day, man, as you can tell. We'll be right back. Got the news coming up next.
Break.
The Lakers beat the Supersonics. I felt on the big fat sand.
to the pad and I'm coasting. Took another sip of the potion, hit the three-wheel motion. I was glad everything had worked out. Dropped her ass off and then chirped out. Today was like one of those fly dreams. Didn't even see a berry flashing those high beams. No helicopter looking for a murder. Two in the morning, got the fat burger. Even saw the lights of the Goodyear blimp, and it went ice cubes of pimp. Drunk as hell, but no throwing up. Halfway home, and my pager still blowing up. Today I didn't even have to use my AK. I gotta say it was a good day. Thinking about.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Welcome back to the Don DeColeon Show. You already know how we do it. The damn Don DeColeon Show is so unpredictable. Yeah. You never know what's going to happen. Oh, as a matter of fact, let me give a special shout out to the one and only Dontavia Bullard, who film actually drops on the, movie actually, come out on the February 19th, Big Mama's House 3, Dontavia Bullard, my girl. Yeah. Please believe it. So proud of her. You know what I'm saying? Also launching her film production company launch party and her nonprofit organization. Big ups to Dontavia Bullard. Yeah. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Big ups to all everybody that's doing their damn thing. You feel me? So I want to give certainly a special shout out to Dontavia Bullard doing it big on your ass. Alright, anyway, man, this is the Don DeColeon Show. I got the news, man. This shit here is incredible. See how fast I can say it real quick. Let me start with on the top, though. Okay, listen, okay. I don't know if y'all are familiar with this, but there is a house in New York called the Dakota House. A black man who is said to have a whole lot of money is suing the Dakota family. You know what I'm saying? A lawsuit filed this week offers a revealing look into the feuds and power plays behind the Tony facades of some New York finest addresses, in this case, the Dakota's apartment building. The Renaissance-style castle on Central Park is where John Lennon was shot and his wife, Yoko Ono, still lives with famous neighbors such as Lauren Bacall. Some 75% of the New York City apartments are cooperatives, which are run by boards that represent the interests of the residents. Set the rules of the buildings and vet potential buyers. The plaintiff in the lawsuit, Alfonso Fletcher, black man, named as one of Forbes magazine's wealthiest black Americans in 2009, already lives in the Dakota. In case he claims the co-op board discriminated against him by refusing to allow him to buy the apartment next door for $5.7 million and combined it with his, all right? The Dakota co-op board strongly denied Fletcher's claim. His outrageous accusations of discrimination are untrue and at odds with the fact that the board has previously approved his purchase of several apartments. He has been repeatedly elected to the board, and his mother currently serves on the board. The board said in a statement, the lawsuit made publicly available on Wednesday asked for $15 million in damages and for a judge to make possible the sale of the adjacent apartment, which he says was promised to him by its previous occupant. The Dakota did not disclose its reasons for blocking Fletcher's purchase, and its actions show the sweeping unilateral power that such board have. All right, basically, and it's more on that, you ask, but here's the interesting thing about it. I don't know if y'all are familiar with this shit, but the Dakota House, real quick, is the house where they did, where they filmed the movie Rosemary Baby. Anybody remember that, right? The Rosemary Baby? And that movie was talking about the so-called devil's child born June 6, 1966. Go back and watch that goddamn movie. That's the Dakota's house where Adrian Mercado, you stay with me, Adrian Mercado, who is a known satanic or devil worshiper, you know what I'm saying, in the movie, and also does fucking life exist. You know what I'm saying? And so does the Dakota house. It's the same house that Donny Hathaway died in. You know what I'm saying? Roberta Flack lived there and all of that other stuff. It is known to be what is considered satanic. You understand? In the movie Rosemary Baby, the guy that plays Rosemary's husband is what you would look at as Ronald Reagan. Ronald Reagan was an actor at the time who actually got with the Mikados, you follow me, to actually do certain rituals and spells to get him to land major parts and roles in movies and all this type of shit, and eventually became your president, Ronald Wilson Reagan, 666, count the letters, Ronald Wilson Reagan, that's 666. Also, if you look at the Book of Revelations, it actually speak about that particular beast and said that his head was wounded. And that is at the time when Ronald Reagan was shot in the goddamn head. This is fucking real. That's why don't do away with the Book of Revelations, you feel me? You ain't got to be a Christian to motherfucking crack the code. You ain't got to go to church to read the Book of Revelations. You just got to decipher, you know what I'm saying, the code of the Book of Revelation, because it's talking about everything that's happening right the fuck now. All right. Also, that baby was born, Rosemary Baby. That child was named Damien. That's why during the year of 1966, they called that year the year of the child. If anybody that is old enough, that is older now, listening to the Don DeColeon show, and was actually of age to remember, in 1966, they called it the year of the child. That child name was actually Damien. So it goes back to the movie Rosemary Baby because it was the devil's child. This boy right now should be about 44 years old, and we were told that he lives in Belgium. Belgium is where the mainframe or the main computer, IBM, is at, the main computer, IBM, that really controls all of the fucking computers, that one mainframe, that one source controls all the computers. I'm dropping jewels now, man. I don't know if this is brand new to y'all, if y'all heard it before, but back me up in the chat room. Anyway, so, and that mainframe, he's in Belgium. I'm telling you, the motherfucker's about 44 years old, right? He's in Belgium also with that mainframe computer, IBM. When they came out with the movie HAL, if y'all remember HAL, H-A-L, when they came out with that movie HAL, it was about how computers got demonic and possessed and would start taking over the motherfucking planet and killing motherfuckers, right? Remember that? Okay, they named that movie HAL. They named the computer or the beast HAL. First of all, the beast is a computer system. All right, same way the Oracle is a program where you damn sure got the beast as well. And they named that computer, that mainframe computer system, HAL. Now, listen, okay, Don, what the fuck are you talking about? IBM is the beast? Yes. Okay, and I'll explain it. When you look at the word HAL, H-A-L, you will find what letter comes after H. I'll give you 2 seconds. I. All right, what letter comes after A? You get B. And what letter comes after L? You get M. IBM. HAL. This is not a coincidence, my brothers and my sisters, today on the Don DeColeon show. It is what it is, which goes right back to the Dakota house. And I thought that niggas would stay the fuck away from Dakota house no matter how much money you got. You understand? Like, you got to know the signs of that shit. There's a lot of suicides going on in that goddamn house. A lot of crucifixion, what's that word? Sacrifices, blood sacrifices, rituals, and all that shit being done in the Dakota house. Dakota house go way back. As it was said, where John Lennon was shot and his wife, yeah. Remember? Donny Hathaway died there. Roberta Flack. They also talk about how Roberta Flack was really in the lawsuit or in the article. It speaks about Roberta Flack in here as also. Let me find it real quick. But, you know, it's, you know, y'all might be right about that, you know what I'm saying, satanic stuff rich people be getting into. Yes, sir. But, yeah, so The Devil's Child is here. That's why they came out with a lot of other movies called Damien, The Omen, The Bad Seed, and all that type of shit. And all of the little boys are goddamn Caucasians. They telling you that their child has already been born. They also said that child, that one of the children that was born because she did have sex with what is considered the devil, the dragon, the serpent motherfuckers, that doctrine that motherfuckers is goddamn, you know what I'm saying, kicking right now, that was Jackie. Yes, yes, yes. Jackie O. Yes, 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 if I'm not mistaken. So that's that. I'm going to peek my head in the chat room. I just wanted to share that with y'all real quick. You know what I'm saying? I just wanted to share that. Okay, y'all stuck. Okay. Y'all ain't going nowhere in the chat room. All right, so moving right along, just thought I'd drop that pearl on y'all real quick. All right, man says that Peel turned him gay. Well, no, man says Peel turned him into gay sex addict. In France, a man who took a pill to fight Parkinson's disease is suing GlaxoSmithKline, who made ReQuip, which is Ropinirole, for turning him into a raging gambler and a gay sex addict, Fox News report. All right, Jambert alleges he also became a compulsive gay sex addict and began exposing himself on the Internet and cross-dressing. Jambert's attorney said these antics led his client to be raped. Jambert stopped taking the drug in 2005, but by the time he had already been demoted from his job and was suffering psychological trauma, he is seeking $600,000 in damages from Glaxo and his neurologist, whom he says did not accurately warn him about the drug potential side effects. Now, if you take this drug for your Parkinson's disease, you're going to be a raging gambler and you're going to be addicted to gay sex. That's the side effects, all right? On the other side of town, moving quickly, rolling swiftly in the hoot and ride, loaded up the nine because it just might be a homicide. Jamie Foxx says he's giving up white women for Black History Month. Go, Jamie. That should make a lot of bitches happy. Jamie Foxx is making a big sacrifice for Black History Month this year. In an appearance on Jimmy Kimmel's show last night, the Oscar-winning actor said that he's giving up white women just for the month of February. A lot of white girls like to go out with me, but I said, listen, for 28 days, I can't. Jamie said, I have to schedule them for March. Of course, Jamie was joking, so don't take it too seriously. Y'all actually be able to see that. It's actually on World Star Hip Hop, too. You hear that, nigga? All right. Speaking of black women, Halle Berry, who thinks she is, Halle Berry X basically made a statement and said, do not call my baby black. All right? The custody drama between Halle Berry and her ex, Gabrielle Aubrey, is starting to play out like a scene from her Oscar-winning role in Monsters Ball, while Halle Berry's mother raised a biracial star to see herself as a black woman, her ex, Mr. Aubrey, doesn't share that sentiment in regards to their daughter, Nala. All right? According to sources at TMZ, Aubrey would become angry when anyone would refer to Nala as black. Furthermore, if a story was printed in a magazine or newspaper that referred to the toddler as black, he insisted that Haley demand a retraction because his daughter is white. TMZ also reported that Gabrielle has called Haley the N-word, Haley the N-word, Haley the N-word, Haley the N-word. And one woman previously involved with him referred to him as a borderline racist. In other Halle Berry news, Kim Kardashian has been dragged into drama against her will, takes to rumors that she is seeing Gabrielle. Yeah, Kim Kardashian seeing him now. Okay. According to the Chicago Sun-Times, Kardashian is said to be annoyed at the comments as Berry has snubbed her several times in Hollywood events. Kardashian said the rumor is nutty, and she now is in a new relationship with Chris Humphries. Like, huh, bitch, I'm past. Bitch, I done ran right through your baby daddy. Ho, I'm on to the next. Boy, incredible. Incredible. All right, Halle Berry married that dude, got that baby by that dude. Dude said, my baby ain't black. Speaking of black babies, Scarface in jail for unpaid child support. Lord Jesus, hip-hop, Houston, hip-hop legend Gangsta has been in jail for failure to pay child support since October 2010. He has had several outstanding child support cases and has been in court multiple times since being put in jail. A source tells AllHipHop.com that he's been transferred to multiple facilities. He's gotten transferred to a few jails last year, and some of the cases are in different states. The source said the whole situation could have been avoided. Scarface, born Brad Jordan, rose to fame in the late 80s and early 90s with the group Ghetto Boys. Their biggest single, Mind Playing Tricks on Me, was released in 1991. Scarface began a solo career the following year, and that shit sucked. Big up the Bushwick Bill. All right, Terrence Howard. Wife filed for a divorce. Lord Jesus. Terrence Howard wife Michelle Howard has filed for a divorce from the actor after 1 year of marriage. They were married on January 20th, 2010, according to the documents obtained by Radar Online. The couple separated in January 27, 2011. Michelle is seeking spousal support and cites irreconcilable differences as the reason for the split. She is also requesting that Terrence pay her legal fees. Like, nigga, I'm about to goddamn get a divorce, and you going to pay for that shit, goddamn. I like Terrence Howard, though. I really like him. He's a terrible singer. Lord Jesus, I can't get with that nigga music. Speaking of music, Uncle Luke running for mayor of Miami. Luther, Uncle Luke Campbell, Luke Skywalker, passed that ussy, please believe it, has officially announced his intent to run for mayor of Miami. The former Two Live Crew star will be running against County Commissioner Carlos Gimenez and Hialeah Mayor Julio Robaini, former state legislator Marcelo Llorente, and others. God damn, they all, goddamn, what the fuck, they Cubans? Man, don't you know if Luke becomes mayor of Miami, that shit, everybody gonna move out. Everybody leaving. Campbell made the announcement right as the city prepares for a recall of sitting mayor Carlos Alvarez, all right? He basically says, we need someone with vision. I believe I have the vision. Campbell believes that his background in running both a successful record label and a nightclub qualify him to run the city. He says, when I ran my record company every year, we would first go over what was making revenue for us and beef that side up. Then we would cut the areas where we were not generating revenue. The first place we looked was payroll. I'll do the same with the county budget. Uncle Luke also plans to enact a tax on exotic dancers. He plans to use the funds raised from the tax to benefit programs for school-aged girls, okay? Even though all my stripper friends are going to be mad at me, I think we can stimulate the economy with the tax on strippers. They make all this money and don't pay taxes. I'll take the cash and put it into a fund where it supports youth athletes for girls like cheerleading or softball. Or it can go to help pay for existing little girls' programs that are struggling to get government assistance. I don't know, Lou. You got to call me, nigga. I got to goddamn. You need a motherfucking prep talk, nigga. Pep talk. That's some, oh, no. No, no, no. Speaking of no, 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 the UK introduces gay curriculum in schools. That's right. The United Kingdom is introducing a gay curriculum in the school. The British school system is introducing a new gay curriculum incorporating homosexual lifestyle lessons for thousands of school children from kindergarten to grade school. The Telegraph UK has more details. They basically said the initiative will be officially launched next month at the start of the LGBT History Month. Lord, they got a hip, got LG. What the hell LGBT stands for? Lesbian, gays. What the hell L? Oh, Oh, I see it. The an initiative to encourage teaching about lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transsexual. Okay, that's what it stands for, LGBT. Lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transsexual issues. The lesson plan spread across the curriculum will be offered to all schools, which can also, they can either choose whether or not to make use of them. The lesson plan spread across the curriculum will be offered to all schools, which can choose whether or not to make use of them. Come on now. And then as soon as a damn school in the UK say, we don't want no motherfucking gay curriculum, y'all niggas going to protest that goddamn school and kick the goddamn principal out. Don't, that bullshit. Anyway, but critics last night called the initiative a poor use of public money, which could distract them from teaching of course subjects. I agree. I thought you go to school for math, science, social studies, reading, language arts, and shit like that. What the hell? Anyway, among the suggestions are math, teaching statistics through census, finding about the number of homosexuals in the population, and using gay characters in scenarios for math problems. Are you fucking... Little Willie's mother is gay. Little Willie's friend's mother is not gay. Willie's mother goes over to Willie's mother's friend's house, and what happens? Add it up. What the hell is that shit? What the fuck? Did y'all hear that shit? Teaching statistics through census, finding about the number of homosexuals in the population, and using gay characters in scenarios for math problems. One gay apple and one straight apple. The gay apple made the one straight apple turn rotten. How many rotten apples you have? What the fuck is that shit? The fuck? No! Flee to Brooklyn! Design and technology is also one, saying encouraging pupils to make symbols linked to the gay rights movement. What? Science. Studying animal species where the male takes a leading role in raising young, such as imperial penguins and seahorses, and staging class discussions on different family structures, including same-sex parents. Lord Jesus. Y'all know that's coming to America, Jack. Y'all already know. If the UK's trying to set their shit off, that shit coming to America, Jack. At the end of the goddamn day. Lord Jesus, what the fuck is going on? In goddamn credible. Well, that's the news. That's the goddamn news. Gay curriculum and goddamn UK. That shit coming to goddamn, I'm telling you, that shit coming to Georgia, baby. That shit coming all over the place. Coming to New York. That shit coming to Massachusetts. That shit coming to Chicago. All goddamn the states of the United States. Before you know it, Incredible. What y'all got to say about that? Boy, I'm glad Anthony, I'm so glad that I read that shit in my head in the chat room, then out loud. You funny. Okay? Anyway, this is the Don Nicole Young Show, man. You want to call in, make a comment or a concern in regards to the gay curriculum that's actually going to be passed over here, too. They're giving y'all a heads up. If the UK is signing off on that shit, you best believe United Snakes of America is also going to be with it. You know what I'm saying? That's why, I mean, shit, what are you going to do? And we're going to be fucked up. What if they even do that shit for the homeschool parents and shit? Like, nigga, you got to teach them at least 6 minutes of gay curriculum. Bush, yeah, we'll teach their ass, all right, motherfucker. We teach our children the truth about that gay shit. They need to teach it where it all originated from before they start talking about some fucking seahorses and all that other shit. Seahorses and goddamn penguins and shit. Nah, and using it as if the male role was raising the goddamn children. Did y'all hear that shit? Let me go back to it. Did y'all hear that? Here's the curriculum now. The science part of the gay curriculum is studying animal species where the male takes a leading role in raising young, such as imperial penguins and seahorses. And they're going to be staging class discussions on different family structures, including same-sex parents. That is not motherfucking... Why do they need that in school? What are they trying to do to these babies? What's going on? What are they trying to do to these babies? Okay, that's all I want to know. What are they trying to do? What are y'all talking about? Anyway, what the hell are y'all talking about in the chat room? All right, I'm done with that. Fine, whatever. But y'all got a lot to think about, man, especially for those who have children. I don't have children, man. Me either, Pretty Brown. I don't know. But that gay curriculum shit, boy, that's coming to the United States. It's not a good time. It's not, I don't think that's good. You know, I don't think that's a real good thing, you know, to push that shit. I thought children was supposed to get a real education so they can get a job. What the fuck that got to do with a goddamn job and shit? Why would you do that? Yeah, I know about the princess boy, man. Don't have me going off on that shit. As there are some sick-ass parents putting tutus on their little boys, there are other parents that done homeschooled their 14-year-old child, and now he's a sophomore at Morehouse College, all right? You know what I'm saying? But you know what fucked me up about that princess bitch shit? Because goddamn mama said some shit like, well, you know, he just wanted to, and my other son said, you know, why don't you just let him have what he wants? Get the fuck out of here. You'll let that motherfucker have a gun, a loaded gun, if he won't. Get the hell out of here with that. Shut the fuck up. You know, they on that agenda, though, man. Y'all in trouble. I'm sorry. God damn, the black man is in trouble. I finally have to admit that shit today, boy. The black man is in trouble. Y'all in trouble. Y'all better goddamn, y'all complaining about black women, real black women with attitudes. Angry black, you better get you an angry black woman, motherfucker. Because you might not know, that motherfucker might be a happy man in your life and you'll never know it. You know, get you an angry black woman. Be happy with the real black women on the planet, goddammit. Stop trying to get your old passive bitch, because them passive bitches was boy princesses and shit. You better watch that shit. Y'all better watch that. Y'all better be happy that black women are real, motherfucker, and angry. That's how you can tell there is a difference now. All these old sweet bitches and shit. Yeah, they some sweet bitches, all right. Y'all better watch that. Stay with the one you with. I don't give a fuck. You know what I'm saying? Stay with the one you with. Complaining about how the black woman is this, the black woman is that. Okay, nigga, you leave that black woman, you find out you with a black man that was raised his whole life to be a black woman and not. You better goddamn watch that shit. I'm just saying, y'all niggas better motherfucking check your necks. You know, goddamn it, be happy. Get you a hood chick, goddamn it. Get you one on the real and train that woman to goddamn love you. But goddamn it, watch out. This shit here about to be ugly. In the next goddamn 10 years, this shit's going to be infested by transsexual motherfuckers. Do the math on the next 10 years. The next 10 years, that little fucking boy prince is going to be 15, 16 years old. Goddamn it. And you just had a little boy by a real... You just had a little boy and shit, that little motherfucker in the same school your goddamn son in, and that motherfucker look like a bitch. You better watch out. Y'all better educate y'all goddamn children. Y'all want some goddamn curriculum on gay shit. You better educate your motherfucking kids. These little motherfuckers going to school and shit. And what's real fucked up about it, real bitches are getting bald heads and shit now, and fades and low cuts and all that shit. That shit's going to be fucking difficult. You don't even know. Bitches are shaving off their fucking heads, so is faggots. And they put on earrings and lipsticks. Y'all hoes better grow your fucking hair. Put one on. God damn it, this shit here is about to get crazy. About to get crazy, because you never goddamn know. The fucking natural look now for bitches is a bald goddamn head. Nigga, did y'all see Atlanta Housewives? These niggas are rocking bald heads with lipsticks and earrings on just like the bitch on Floetry. Goddamn, watch that shit. The little goddamn princess boy got a bald head, too, with some tutus and earrings on, too. Y'all better watch that goddamn shit. Y'all niggas talking about y'all want a natural woman. Okay, motherfucker. Okay, little motherfucker. God damn it. Y'all got a, boy, y'all got a lot to deal with. Y'all got a lot to deal with. Y'all motherfuckers got a lot. Niggas, y'all, all y'all, ooh-wee, Lord Jesus, y'all got a lot to handle. Y'all got a lot to have. Y'all got a lot to motherfucking handle. And I'm going to talk about them niggas that talk about, I want my bitch natural with short hair. Okay, nigga. Okay, nigga, you better realize natural, motherfucker, is the ability to give birth and motherfucking have a period at this point. Natural is no longer dealing with your motherfucking hair or your tits or your ass. You understand what I'm saying? Natural is when you're able to motherfucking have a cycle and goddamn, you walk in that bitch house, you see maxi pads and shit in the bathroom and shit. That's motherfucking natural. Y'all done fuck, y'all done lost what natural really fucking is. Y'all think natural is because a bitch has shout and goddamn and regular goddamn shit. Y'all better realize what the fuck natural is. Natural is a goddamn woman that's on a fucking period every goddamn month. That's natural. Now, shit. Goddamn, put that shit on record. Y'all be all gonna fall for that okie doke, goddamn it. And be fooling the rest of your niggas friends and shit, all the conscious niggas be like, man, that nigga got a nice woman, man. That woman natural and shit. That woman got, that nigga got a nice woman. Yeah, yeah. Okay. Okay, motherfucker. That, I bet that bitch don't bleed. Y'all better realize what the fuck natural really is, goddammit. Goddamn shit. Everything's fake these days. Y'all pissed off that real black women wear fake hair, but y'all ain't tripping about them fake titties and a fake pussy these bitches got on. You feel me? Y'all better watch that shit. Watch that shit. Y'all better go on goddamn YouTube and watch them ops operate, some trans ops. That shit ain't no joke. They take the balls, open up the butthole. Man, I told my children, y'all gonna watch this shit. They fucking ran out. I said, I want y'all to sit here and watch this shit. Watch this motherfucker balls get stripped from his motherfucking body and his asshole wide fucking open, and then they make the goddamn clitoris and all that other shit. I bought that, about all my children ran out. I said, man, how you going goddamn? She said, I ain't watching that shit. Hey, mama, that's that. I ain't watching. Mama, you why you keep playing that, mama? Ugh, mama. I'm like, nigga, you'll sit there and watch goddamn. You'll sit there and watch Salt. Motherfucker, you'll sit there and watch Saul. Sit your ass here and watch this. This is the real goddamn Saul, where they motherfucking sawing niggas nuts and dicks off and shit and making that motherfucker look like your ass. Y'all better watch that shit. Y'all niggas are fucked. I'm telling y'all niggas, oh my God, y'all gonna be fucking goddamn. Them little motherfuckers, oh Lord Jesus, them little damn blow up dolls and shit niggas used to rock. Lord Jesus, y'all messed up. I feel so sorry for y'all black men. Y'all motherfuckers trying to leave y'all mama, y'all baby mama and all that shit for abroad. Y'all niggas are going to be fucked up. Stick with your family. If you got a baby on the way, if you go back to your baby mama, goddamn, fuck that shit. Go back. If that bitch single and fucked up and stupid and your ass all smart and shit and you left her ass because she was fucked up and stupid, go back to her and get that bitch a book. God damn it. I'm serious, goddamn. That shit, there ain't no motherfucking joke. Y'all better motherfucking stay where you at, shit. Stay where the fuck you at. I mean that shit. Stay where the fuck you at. God damn, or go back to where the fuck you left. You know that was a woman, god damn it. She might got some issues, but that bitch issues ain't no goddamn taking a dick and changing it to a pussy and adding fucking silicone in her titties and ass injections and shit. God damn. Yeah, I'm telling you, boy, y'all, I just got to say it. I'm sorry. Mm-mm. Please, goddammit, y'all niggas single now, go back to your baby mama, one of them. At least one of them. She, you know, just make it right. Y'all know, y'all niggas can know, y'all know how to get back in. Y'all always know how to get back in. If the bitch single, y'all know how to get back in, all right? Just go back, goddammit, you fucked up. I'm just saying, man, that shit, that ain't no fucking joke. And I got a son, too, man. I talk this shit every day to my goddamn son, boy. Good God almighty. God damn, I got to, oh, please go back. I'm serious. Go back. Make it right. You don't know who the fuck that bitch is you with right now. You don't know. You don't even motherfucking know. You don't even know. Shit. Just go back. I'm serious. Go back. These goddamn single brothers and shit talking about they can't find a good woman. A good woman now, motherfucker, these days is one that was born a woman. Goddamn it. That's a good woman. Shit. Fuck what you heard. Stop trying to find somebody to goddamn be all nice to you. A good woman is a female that was born one. You understand? That's a good woman. A natural woman is a woman that motherfucker either has had children, goddamn still got her goddamn cycle, and all that other shit. Now, what's fucked up now? You ain't going to be able to see no baby pictures in a minute. That shit ain't going to have no proof, because look at little princess boy. That nigga was dressed in pink the day he was motherfucking born. Y'all are fucked. Y'all niggas are fucked all after goddamn. Oh, my God, my black brothers are really going to hell. It is an attack on y'all niggas. Lord Jesus, no, I take that back. The thing about it, they want to remove the black woman. You can tell. Look at it. If all the men are turning into women, then what's that leave us? Ha! Where does that leave us? Ooh, man, I'm staying with my husband. Fuck that shit. I don't give a damn. That nigga could goddamn stick 17. He can stick 17 bitches at one motherfucking time. Nigga, you the only one. Fuck that. I'll be damned. No, wait a minute. He could be sticking 17 niggas and thinking they bitches. Wait, that shit don't make sense. What the fuck did I just say? That was stupid. I take that back. Let me goddamn breathe for a goddamn minute. I'm saying some real goddamn retarded shit. Goddamn that shit didn't sound right. That didn't sound right at all. That there was an oops upside my motherfucking head. We'll be right back.
Upside your head, say oops upside your head. Say oops upside your head, say oops upside your head. Say oops upside your head.
I'm back at you again.
Upside your head.
Radio station is WGAP.
Say oops upside your head. Say oops upside your head.
Now on all you gappers, and you finger snappers, you toe tappers, and you love lappers, I want y'all to say this with me.
Jesus. Welcome back to the Don DeColeon Show. This is incredible. I don't know, man. I mean, I just... And all y'all niggas talking about y'all players and shit, that y'all got to have a whole bunch of bitches and shit, okay? All right, you better get with that chick that you know that's a real woman, man. Y'all be talking about y'all want a real woman, nigga. You better know what a real woman is now. You better know what a real woman is. That shit there ain't no joke. Y'all got it fucked up. Stay with your wives. Stay with your baby mamas. God damn it, don't mix outside your tribe. Now, these motherfuckers are just what we call humanoid. Those are humanoids. Humanoids now. You got humanoids on this fucking planet. You look at Amber Rose, that bitch is a straight-up fucking humanoid. A neutronoid, you got humanoids, and you got neutronoids. Now, humanoids takes on the form. They are built in what is called a laboratory, which is actually a surgery room, an operation room, okay? So these humanoids are taking on the form of male and female. Once they go in as fucking robots and they know exactly what they need to be taken out to be done and shit, that's what the fuck y'all looking at right now. The 9 times out of 10 pictures of shit on the motherfucking magazines and videos and televisions and all that shit, those are fucking humanoids, transsexuals and shit. Y'all better watch that shit. They got a trap now. Operation. And what's fucked up is that they make it affordable so even a broke nigga in the hood can change his goddamn sex. He can change his sex, man. Ain't nothing but a goddamn layaway plan. You know, goddamn get that shit financed and pay that motherfucking bill off. That shit simple. Okay? You better watch that shit. I don't know. I mean, I ain't talking about gay shit, Rodney. Gay shit is one thing. I'm talking about the shit you don't fucking know that you think is a woman. Or, you know what I'm saying? It ain't, nigga. That's what the fuck I'm talking about. I ain't talking about no gay shit. I'm talking about motherfuckers that done straight up goddamn changed they motherfucking sex, nigga. That's what the fuck I'm talking about. My job is to not let you recognize the gays no motherfucking more. My job is to make you stay with your goddamn woman that woman you got now, because that woman is a real woman. You don't know if these bitches out here walking the goddamn streets and shit with big titties and ass and all that shit is a motherfucking man. You wouldn't know that shit no matter how many times you done drilled that hoe. No. Anthony talking about laugh out loud. Easy, Don. No. Shit ain't motherfucking easy. You a goddamn C. You a motherfucking C. Stick with the chick you know that was a girl from the beginning. Fuck around and find some of these new bitches and shit. Do you understand? Do the math. DoTheMath.com, nigga. This ain't no gay faggot talk right now. This is goddamn watch out, motherfucker. This that watch out shit. Is that goddamn go back to a bitch that you fucking knew when you was in the first grade, goddamn it, if you gonna goddamn do anything. That's what the fuck I'm telling y'all, goddamn it. That's what the fuck I'm telling you. They are replacing real men and real women right now. This is what the fuck I'm trying to tell you niggas. And if y'all motherfuckers don't know what the fuck a real woman is, talking about a real woman should be able to do this, that, and the fucking third, you're fucked. You're fucked thinking on that level. A real woman is a bitch, I told you. Cycle, menstrual, motherfucker, menstrual. And then in the men, they probably going to figure out how to motherfucking bleed and shit. Ain't no telling. They going to fucking be goddamn tape implanting goddamn fallopian tubes in niggas and shit. Now, this shit here about to be, you understand how advanced this shit is? Goddamn. If they can give a man titties and ass and pussies, in a minute they'll be able to insert the fallopian tube into men. You understand what I'm saying? A damn cervix and shit. A goddamn womb in the motherfucker. Oh, Lord Jesus. Do you understand how advanced science done got these days now? Y'all niggas better wake the fuck up. I'm just saying, goddamn it, you have no idea. Goddamn, Lord Jesus. Stop it. You ain't even here to procreate no more. You ain't even here to motherfucking find a loved one, somebody to be with for the rest of your life. Fuck it. You just here to make that goddamn money. How about that? Jack yourself off, sisters masturbate. Goddamn it, because the rest of this shit is gone to shit. I ain't bullshitting. Fuck it. It's over. Ain't no need to even try to figure out which bitch was a real bitch. Goddamn it. Fuck all that, because you're fucked anyway. Nah, nigga, they working on that shit now, pretty cat. They are working on that right now. If they can insert a damn vajayjay in a man, girl, you don't think they know how to insert them damn fallopian tubes The man has the same goddamn thing. You know what I'm saying? The man body is the same shit as a woman body. Just the difference is we just, our shit is inside, they shit is outside. And if you watch that goddamn trans op video on YouTube, got a whole bunch of them, how they motherfuckers snatch the balls and the dick out. Girl, please. Shit. They just taking this once by the, in the next 50 fucking years, you'll see. In the next 50 years, science will have advanced where them niggas are able to give birth now. You'll see. You'll see. Mark my goddamn words. If you still alive in the next 50 years, man, you'll see. You'll see. It's just over. Fuck it. If you single, stay single. Because you don't know who, unless you go back to your first grade love. Find that bitch on Facebook, brothers. Find your first grade love on Facebook, shit. And ask that bitch if she's single. Just either go back, but don't go forward when it comes to goddamn trying to find somebody goddamn new to be with. God damn, that shit, they're ugly. Woo! And then there's another, in the, okay, sisters, I got one for your ass. There is another goddamn trans op where women can get dangling now. Do you understand that shit? A woman wouldn't even know if they messing with a man or a woman. Go YouTube them goddamn surgery videos and this shit, them taking out the pussies and putting the dick in. Unless it was a fake video I saw, but goddamn, I'm sure that's coming too, shit. Damn. I'm sorry. Y'all better stop goddamn having sex, period. Just fuck it. Just, oh, Lord, Jesus, this shit here ugly. It's ugly. That's why, and it seems like, I'm telling you, but, you know, that's why, you know, but way back in the days, millions or thousands or whatever fucking years you want to call it, we mixed inside our tribe. We didn't go outside our tribe, y'all. We mixed inside our tribe. We didn't mix with our son and our daughters, that type of shit. And our tribe, like family, like cousin, brothers, uncle, sisters, whatever the fuck, we mixed inside our tribe. God damn it, get back into tribal living, God damn it, because this shit here about to be uglier than a motherfucker. I'm telling you, y'all, y'all messed up. God damn, and what's fucked up is that, man, I brought 4 children into this goddamn world. Lord Jesus, that's the only goddamn thing. I swear to God, if I didn't have any children, I wouldn't give a damn. Honestly, if I didn't have any children, I wouldn't give a damn. But because I got children, man, this is the only thing that I fuck. Y'all niggas, whatever. Call in. Anybody want to make a comment, man? I got a goddamn a whole bunch of these motherfuckers on the call line. Don't want to say shit. Everybody quiet about that shit. I guess everybody contemplating whether or not the motherfucker they with is a woman right now. Shit. Y'all, Y'all got to watch that. Lord Jesus. Whew, damn, I guess y'all just going to let Don talk. Don does not run off at the mouth like this. You understand? You understand? I don't even get down with shit like this. You feel me? It's not a good look for me. You understand what I'm saying? But goddamn, y'all gotta watch it though. I just wanna let y'all know. Call in. Anybody wanna make a comment? 347-884-9239 is the call in number. I know this is something nobody wants to touch. Nobody wants to, you know, nobody wants to deal with this shit. You know what I'm saying? We just shake our head at that gay shit and be like, yeah, that's real fucked up. God. And then, you know, the white man is goddamn feminizing. The black woman is feminizing the black man. All that old sick-ass shit, nigga. Fuck all that bullshit. Go back to your first grade love, motherfucker. Go back to high school. Goddamn, put your college, put your high school on Facebook and find them bitches in your high school. That's all I'm saying. Queen up on me said, Don, I don't think we know what to say about that shit. I'm sure. I ain't even going to bullshit you. Got to watch that. Got to watch that. Oh, Rodney, come on, man. Stop playing. I'm just saying, it's just some, if you goddamn y'all niggas really want to talk about the boule and all that shit, fuck that boule, fuck that Illuminati shit, fuck that gay shit, man. Y'all better go back to goddamn high school and Facebook y'all bitch and find out if that bitch single and what she up to. Shit, if you know, I'm serious. Or stay with the one you with, because this shit here about to be ugly. Educate your children on the gay curriculum. It's very important. You understand? It's very important, man, because this is some new age shit going on around this motherfucking god doggone net. I have to be here to bear witness to this shit. That's the only goddamn thing. I should have sneezed. God damn. The only thing about it is that, again, people are bringing babies into this world, like sane people, you know, like heterosexual people, you know what I'm saying? You know, like real people, for real, bringing babies. That's the only thing, you know, and because I am a minister, believe it or not, doctor of divinity, yes, I am a doctor of divinity, of the three monotheistic religions, yes, you understand? I do an extensive comparison on all three of them, you understand what I'm saying? You feel me? Christianity, Islam, and Judaism. And because of that, I'm able to actually give y'all a quote as in Matthew. As in Matthew, when Jesus says, you know, woe to the mothers who give suck in those days. This shit ain't no goddamn joke. Who the fuck want to bring a child into this world? I'm saying that shit now. Who the fuck would want to bring a child into this world when this world is like this? You understand? That's all I'm saying. Yeah, I do. Saying, goddamn, you got motherfuckers talking about, I want to have a baby. Oh, bitch, you should be stoned to death for making that statement. 315, come on in, sweetheart. You're on the air with Don DeColeon. Welcome to the Don DeColeon Show.
Peace, my goddess. This be the one and only Midnight Sun. How you be?
I'm good, sweetheart. I'm doing my best. How you be? Welcome to the show.
But you know I'm on it. I'm going to tell you what happened about a couple of weeks ago. My son had a school, one of those, I think they happen like twice a year, one of those school plays, the shows where they just perform songs from chorus. And we went, and I saw what was on the program. And then I knew he was bringing home songs to practice. And when I looked at the song, it said The Rainbow Connection. And it goes, why are there so many songs about rainbows? And what's on the other side? Rainbows are versions, but only illusions. And rainbows have nothing to hide. So we've been told and chose to believe it. I know they're wrong. Wait and see. Someday we'll find it, the rainbow connection, the lovers, the dreamers, and me. Who said that every wish would be heard and unanswered when wish on the morning star? Somebody thought of that, and someone believed it. Look what it's done so far. What's so amazing that keeps us stargazing? And what do we think we might see? Someday we'll find it, the rainbow.
Anybody in here?
The lovers, the dreamers, and me.
Boy, you done scared the shit out of me. I'm sorry. Boy, I thought I had a ghost in the goddamn pyramid, boy. What the fuck? I'm sorry. Jeez, I'm like, niggas opening doors and shit. Why this nigga talking about the fucking rainbow? What's on the other side and shit? God damn.
Let me finish it up now. It goes.
I apologize. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
It goes, all of us under its spell, we know that it's probably magic. Have you been half asleep? Have you heard voices? I heard them calling my name. It is the sweet sound that calls the young sailors. The voice might be women. The voice might be one and the same. I've heard it too many times to ignore it. It's something that I'm supposed to be. Someday we'll find it, the rainbow connection, the lovers, the dreamers, and me. La-da-da-da-dee, la-da-da-da-dee. When I saw the song on this fucking paper, I said, what the fuck are y'all singing?
Okay, so break it down, because, you know, like, what's up? Devin,
come on,
what?
Come on,
what
now.
What you mean?
I mean, when you talk about the sailors. It says, it is the sweet sound that calls the young sailors. I mean, you can decode this motherfucker and they're promoting.
Yeah, sailors are tremendously, you know, they look a little, yeah, sailors.
What's so amazing that keeps us stargazing? And what do we think we might see? Someday we will find it, the rainbow connection, the lovers and dreamers and me. Come on. I don't see nothing straight about that. So what?
So those are subliminal messages.
Big time, big time. So when I went to the school, I went to the teacher. I said, where's the music teacher who's running this? I went to her. I said, after my son performs the Adams Family, they did the Adams Family song. They did a couple of songs. I said, but when this song, The Rainbow Connection, comes up, you can have my son either go to the back of the stage or have him come back down and join the rest of the crowd. And she goes, she didn't say anything. She didn't respond. She just looked at me with her eyes all big and her mouth open.
She said, teacher, black or white?
Oh, she was white. She was white. One of them real pale face stringy hair, no type of life to her hair. So her hair was just straight and fucking frail. You know what I'm saying? And when it was time for the song to come up, guess what? They didn't sing the song at all. They took the song right off the damn program.
Hell yeah, goddamn it, cause shit, nigga, everybody, black in that goddamn school probably told that teacher, nigga, take mine out too, mine gonna sit down. Whatever happened to the songs that we used to sing in school? Why, what the fuck, they making up some new shit now? Like, who wrote the fucking Rainbow song?
It was written by Paul Williams and Kenny Asher.
Oh, you know what? Speaking of songs, right? You know, I ain't played Guitar Hero in over a year, right? So we hooked that bitch up this last weekend, right? And guess what the fuck they had on Guitar Hero?
What was it?
Ozzy Osbourne song called Mr. Crowley. Aleister Crowley. It's a song on Guitar Hero that is about Aleister Crowley. Damn sure is, man.
So I mean, it's plain and simple that it's going on in the schools, because I think we did a thing about that a while back, where they have the teachers sitting in the class, or, you know, sitting, and these are shit that goes on in class that we don't even know about it, how they say, well, class, today we have a visitor. And then you have these people come and sit in the chair, and these kids go to the group, and they talk about how happy it is to be gay. So they're deprogramming your children, and you don't even know what's going on now.
They reprogramming or deprogramming?
I'm going to say,
Deprogramming, because they deprogramming everything that you taught them and what they know to be right and exact, and then they reprogramming them with what the fuck they want them to know. I know. I know, because you know what? You know what I'm saying? I know this is going to sound like I contradicted myself for those who really pay attention to what the fuck I say. But, you know, I started noticing that, you know, when I talk about the scientific things of Caucasians, since my children go to their school, you know what I'm saying, and are friends with some of their children, that they started to look at me like I was motherfucking a racist. You know what I'm saying? Like my own kids, like, Mom, you sound like a fucking racist. Like, nigga, I will whoop your ass, you call me that. You know what I'm saying? Like, all of a sudden, now they just fucking forgot the scientific facts and natures behind these motherfuckers.
Absolutely.
And now I look bad. I had to deprogram their ass and reprogram them again. That's what we got to do every day. Do you understand? You got to plug them up into your current, to your electrical current. You got to plug them up every fucking day, regardless of where they at. Even if they at home watching something on TV, you got to say, when you finish watching TV, come on in my room.
Yep.
Or come sit down on the couch with me. You got to still deprogram and reprogram. And see, what I do is I sit with my children when they watch television. There's only one TV in the house, and that's in my room.
Mm-hmm.
You feel me?
Mm-hmm.
So at the end of the goddamn day, we sit together and watch that shit, and I'm always goddamn talking. I'm
mm-hmm.
always talking while they watching shit, because I can see what they don't see. So I'm like,
mm-hmm.
I would say, now that's some real gay shit homeboy just did. And the children turn around at me and say, Mom, what you mean? I said, man, you know damn well that's some gay shit. Look at that shit right there, this, that, and the third, yada, 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 you know? And I always tell the shit, you know how you're able to tell what's going to happen next and shit. They look, turn back to me again, Mama, you seen it before. Nigga, how the fuck I seen it? This shit first time aired on TV.
Right.
You
right.
know, but I've talked through the whole shit with them little motherfuckers, because when I see some shit, I say it out loud.
Mm-hmm.
I got to say it out loud. loud so they can actually see that shit. I'm right there with their ass. I remember when, remember that song? I don't know, you in New York and shit, but Stilettos, him, and the trunk or some shit, Stilettos, pumps, and the trunk. My daughter was 13 years old, Tierra, she's 18 now. You know what I'm saying? She sang the shit out that song, and I said, Tierra, do you know what the fuck Stilettos is? She was like, uh-uh. I said, Stilettos is hooker shoes. She said, oh,
right.
Shit. Didn't even know.
Right.
Just singing a goddamn
right.
song and didn't even goddamn know.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And that's at 13. That's why I'm right there. Any music that they listening to, nigga, I put it in. That's why I know, you know what I'm saying? I have to hear it. Just so I can explain what the fuck they're really saying. Because other than that, they just going to be singing a goddamn song, and that shit becomes repetition in their head, and they don't know no better.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, you got to watch for the hook, and especially if you got, somebody that's on point mentally, such as myself as a parent. Goddamn it, my children are straight. You know what I'm saying? Because you got to check and balance. You got to motherfucking make sure that these niggas are not being subliminally brainwashed and don't know it. You know?
I'm glad my son can decipher that SpongeBob. He'll come right out the room and be like, Dad, SpongeBob just slid off the rainbow into Patrick's arms. I said, see? He said, I know, Dad, that's gay. I said, yep. And go right
so
back
stop
to the
watching gay shit. Yeah, man. Come on, man. We should have saw it coming with Big Bird when we was little. We should have seen it coming then. We should have seen that shit coming right then with Big Bird from Big Bird to motherfucking Barney to the goddamn Teletubbies to the motherfucker to the fucking Smurfs with Vanity, his gay ass. We should have seen it then. We should
have
saw that shit coming.
I have a question.
We should have seen it coming with Bugs Bunny and all them niggas. Bugs Bunny used to dress in drag and shit. All the cartoon characters used to dress in drag. You notice that shit?
I was gonna bring that up. That one.
We
should have
seen that shit
then.
They was. Yeah, exactly.
Mhm. With the fruit, with the whipped cream on top of the forehead, and making the fruit salad on top of his head, and
oh, you remember that?
And, oh man, that was a classic one. It was a classic one.
Mhm. Yeah, so it is something that you got to watch for the hook, and you got to protect the babies now, because this shit here ain't no motherfucking look. And then, as much as I like Shrek and shit. But goddamn, man, who would have thought that Pinocchio was gay the whole time until we saw Shrek?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I just thought Pinocchio was a puppet as a goddamn child. Pinocchio is gay on Shrek. Can you believe that? And he can wear thongs and shit. That's some fucking... I mean, who would have thought?
Right.
You know? It's just incredible. It's just, I mean, our parents didn't even see it. You can tell how... If they knew they could trick the parents of the 40s and 50s when we was born from the 70s and 80s and now we are mothers and fathers now of the 90s and the millennium, they knew that they can get us too. If they could trick our mom and dad, they can trick us, and then they can get our children, and then our children become mothers and fathers and they can get their children. It's the same shit. We're talking about unseen forces that you can't see unless you have psychic self-defense, unless you are not being hypnotized watching or listening to some of this shit. You have to step back and put on a fucking armor or some shit, a guard around your motherfucking mind and just start to decipher shit when niggas trying to enjoy the shit get pissed off because you're talking all the goddamn time, trying to break down the science of the shit. You got to. I swear to God, you got to watch for the hook. You got to watch for the motherfucking hook.
Yeah, and that Odd Couple was a motherfucking that fucked with you, too. And then they end up remaking it, and they're doing a Black Eyed Couple. I forgot who played in the Black Eyed Couple, but they remade it. Remember? The Odd Couple with it was Tony. The first original Odd Couple was, I think, Tony Randall and Jack Clement.
I don't know nothing about them motherfuckers.
Yeah, well, they actually, when you decipher that, they were roommates. They were living together, and then basically, they slept in the same room, but they had two beds in the room. So then what happened after that, they ended up remaking
it. Oh, Bert and Ernie. Bert and Ernie. Look at that shit.
Yeah.
Bert and Ernie was fucking roommates. That's what scares me when I hear a chick say, I met me and got me a new guy, this, that, and the third, grown-ass nigga. And the chick grown and then say, he got a roommate. What?
Hmm.
That shit don't make sense. fuck grown ass niggas doing with roommates and shit. Y'all hoes better watch that shit. I don't give in the name of consciousness too. A lot of these niggas been shacking up in the name of consciousness together. Something ain't right. Something ain't right. I've seen it throughout the Nubian community, and I'm still looking at that shit now. A whole bunch of niggas shacked up. That shit. Something ain't right. Something ain't right about that, Miss Millie. Something ain't right about that. Too many niggas shacking up, and you know, And intelligent and a motherfucker can break down everything for you. Better watch that shit. I'd rather for my nigga to stay with his mama than to find that nigga staying with a bunch of niggas. Y'all black women, be happy that the nigga you just met lives with his mama than a whole bunch of niggas. That's a plus. Y'all got to look. Watch for the hook, goddammit. Watch for the hook. Y'all hoes be like, he stay with his mama. Oh, he ain't shit. What man stays with his mama? A man that ain't fucking and staying with a whole bunch of niggas that's fucking him? That's what that shit is. God damn it. Big ups to all the niggas that's staying with their mama right now. 773, come on in. You're on the air. 773-366. All right. People just be pushing one and shit. I'm serious, y'all got to be happy. Be happy about your niggas living with their mamas and shit. Pretty Cat said gay men live with their mama too. Okay. Okay, it is a hard shot, though. I mean, it's really hard. You just, Lord Jesus. I don't know. It's midnight, this shit here, boy. Y'all got, I'm telling you, go back. Go back. It's, you just don't know. You want to, you know, this is for real. Educate your children on what's going on. Educate your babies. You know, and I really hate to show. Like, when the Princess Boy was on, you know what I'm saying, I let my children watch it. And I just hate for my children to see that type of shit, because to me, that's like, that's triple X. To me, that's like some X-rated shit. You know what I'm saying? To see some sick shit like that, anything sick to me is X-rated. You understand? Mm-hmm. And, you know, but I just had to tell my children, man, come look at this sick shit. Just come look at this X-rated shit. Just look at this shit. Look at what's going on. It's terrible. It's just not. It's not a good look, sweetheart. It's just not for Ma, not for me. Bitches want to bring babies into this world. Everybody want a goddamn child, man. No, the fuck you don't. The one you got, raise that motherfucker up right. But leave the rest of them damn spermosomals, goddamn it, in your crown chakra or some goddamn well. Leave that shit for right now. Y'all niggas hold back. Fall back, brothers. Fall back. Fall back, goddammit. Don't bring no more babies in this world like this. Please don't. Unless you're gay. If you're gay, that's different, because the world is set up for you and your babies. So, you know, it ain't set up for heterosexual lifestyles. It's not set up for that, you know. Unless you're gay, go ahead. Keep having them little motherfuckers. It's not going to work. It's not going to work. Your child going to come home with a pocketbook, your son. It's just, it ain't going to work, man, because, I mean, shit. I'm just saying,
And I'm going to have to delete myself from my daughter's Facebook again. I've tried to reach out to her, invite her over for dinner, just trying to reach out to her, and it's just getting worse. It ain't getting no better. I said, that's why I'm going to go ahead and bounce the fuck up out of New York State, just, you know, for better health.
Say what? What happened?
I'm saying, you know, in the new year beginning, we did talk a little bit. She talked to me one time on the phone. We was doing a lot of inboxing. She requested my friendship again, and I accepted, you know what I'm saying? So she would come on and say a few things. I'd come on and say a few things, but I tried to invite her over to dinner. She said she was going to come, but no call, no show. She just don't want to show up. And I go on her wall, and I just see the shit, the people, these bitches who come up on there and be saying all this ill shit, and how she responds to it, it just fucking hurt my soul. I said, man, I might as well just go ahead and delete myself from her shit and stay off of her shit.
Delete yourself from her Facebook page.
Yeah.
But you're still a daddy.
Well, you know, maybe I shouldn't even be looking at what's going on, because I know what's going on, and it ain't right. It's just a disease, Ma.
I mean, something happened. We just got to put our finger on it. and reverse it. You know, something happened. Something happened. There is a sister, you know, whom I met when I was doing Poetic Night, Poetic Lounge on the show on Monday nights, and she's writing a book called The Remedy. Well, I named it The Remedy. And, you know, she lived a homosexual lifestyle, and now she's not. And I told her, wow, you've been cured. You got to be able to explain it, how black women can be cured from that. You know what I'm saying? Because it is a disease, and it's got to be a cure. You know, it got to be a cure. I don't know how the sister did it. I know she did explain that she was in an abusive relationship with a woman, and met a guy who was her friend the whole time and just loved and nurtured her back to her sanity. Really, what the fuck happened? Yep. It's really what the fuck happened. You know, she said she was in an abusive relationship with a bitch. You know, so I don't know, man. But there is a cure for it for those that want to be cured. But, you know, who, you know, that's just like, you know, forcing a crackhead to go to rehab if they don't fucking want, if they don't want to be cured from it. You know, like, you can't force the cure on people who don't want it. You know?
Right, right.
You just can't, you can't do it. You know, I just wouldn't, I wouldn't, I mean, I wouldn't know how to handle it if my children, you know, fuck around and it got that disease. I wouldn't know. So I don't even know how you handling it. And I'm the mother. I don't know, man. I think I'd beat that bitch silly. I beat the happiness out that hoe. Off the fucking rip, I beat that bitch ass.
She,
I sure
her, her and her sisters and her mother and them side, they were in that Seventh Day Adventist, so They were in church most of the time, and I was just wondering, you know what I'm saying, is this shit really going, I mean, this shit has to be, I already know.
You know, that was, let me tell you something, Tierra was 13 or 12, 11, one of them goddamn times. Whenever Sierra came out with My Goodies, right, she bought the album, and, you know, in the album is the poster, right? You with me,
mm-hmm.
Midnight?
Mm-hmm.
The album had the poster in it. So one day I went in her room and the poster is up on her wall and Sierra is damn near naked, you understand, on my daughter's wall. And I said, Tierra, mind you, my daughter was young, under the age of 13, and I said, Tierra, when you see bitches, even though you like her song and you hanging up and you like her as a person or you like her as an artist, that picture is not for you to hang up on the wall. That picture is for niggas that find her sexy, that wants to jack off at her picture in their bedroom. That's for little boys. That's for niggas. That ain't for you. And she took it down. I didn't tell her to take it down, but she took it down because it made sense. You see how they do it?
Mm-hmm.
You see how it's done? You know, they get some old sexy-ass goddamn picture and shit of a celebrity female and your daughter likes the album and shit, and she posts the pictures up on the fucking wall and don't even know that you're looking at a damn woman in your bedroom half-ass naked as a girl. So I had to explain that shit to my daughter. There's certain things that you have to watch out for. You have to seriously watch out for. You have to watch out for. But she took that shit down. She was like, damn, that's a good fucking point, mama. Shit. This bitch ain't goddamn for me. This bitch for a nigga that wants to goddamn hang her shit up on the wall, on his wall in his bedroom. That's what the shit. I said, Tierra, get a goddamn post up, goddamn T.I. fucking shit or some goddamn body, little Bow Wow chest on your wall. Fuck that. You leave bitches off your wall. If you gonna put anybody on there, you put niggas on there. But I had to explain it to her like that. But you got to just watch shit. You just got to watch. You know, you got to watch how they're trying to do it. You know. You know, you just got to watch it. You got to really watch that shit. You got to goddamn watch for the hook, man. You got to goddamn be, you got to be on your fucking toes as a goddamn parent. You know what I'm saying? Because your job really as a parent is to protect the child from any and everything. And what's funny, we are known to protect our children from human beings, but we're not conscious to protect our children from human things. Does that make sense?
It does.
Human, we will we're protected from human beings. I don't like you hanging around that motherfucker or whatever like that. That motherfucker ain't right. That motherfucker bad influence. But we don't protect our children around human things. Human beings, we got a little bit of goddamn knowledge on that. But human things, we're not conscious of that shit. A human thing to me, something as what is considered a baby doll. That's a human thing. That's something that has to be protected because I don't want my children, my daughters, holding no fucking baby doll. And thinking that's all you fucking gonna get every time your birthday comes is a goddamn baby. Why you think bitches are spitting out babies back to back on Dubai Street on the corner can't get it right? Cause they want love. Would you? How you gonna get love with a man? And then what comes after that? The baby? Nah, bitch. You other than a damn breeder. You're not made on this planet to be a breeder. Fuck that. I didn't have you to be a breeder. Now, whoever mother pushed their daughters out and made them become a breeder, then that's them. But my babies ain't here to be on their goddamn back. I'm not graduating them out to be on your back academy. Fuck that.
We saw that on Good Times, remember, with Penny? With the baby doll? And she was being abused. Mm-hmm. She was being abused by her mother. She had she had the baby doll. That was her icon of love, you know. That was the only thing that she had to love.
Yeah, you got to watch that shit. Well, I buy my children a cat every time, goddamn. We hear a cat. Love that motherfucker. And let's goddamn get your mind right so you can take over the motherfucking planet. That's it. Other than that, have them babies later. But right now, bitch, that's the last thing should be on your goddamn mind is a baby doll, goddammit.
So what do you do?
My daughters never had baby dolls. Never, never, ever, ever had a baby doll. None of them. Fuck that. I'm not, hey, and I know there's some mothers on the planet listening to the Don DeColeon show saying, what? You didn't give your daughter a baby? You damn right. Goddamn, I gave my baby science kits and shit. Fuck I look like. You know what I'm saying? A paintbrush and shit. Shit, that's what the fuck you get. Fuck that. That's inevitable. Children are inevitable. That shit's going to happen one way or the other. The fuck I look like buying one of them goddamn plastic-ass baby dolls and shit. She carrying that motherfucker around the goddamn mall with her. Bitch, you ain't carrying no goddamn baby. You 2 years old carrying a fucking baby doll. How sick is that mentality? How sick does that look? Answer that, anybody. Somebody please answer that. And then we say, we got babies having babies. No shit, stupid bitch. No shit. No shit, huh? White man tricked your ass on that one too, didn't he? Yup, sure fucking did. Gotcha. Gotcha. I had a baby doll every motherfucking day. Yeah, you got to watch that shit. You better watch for the fucking hood. Y'all want to know how to goddamn stop your baby from having babies? Stop giving your baby a goddamn baby doll at 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13 years old. Stop doing that shit, motherfuckers. That's what you goddamn stop doing. Stop buying them goddamn baby dolls for birthdays and goddamn Christmases and shit. Buy them some shit to make them goddamn motivate their fucking mind, goddamn it. And then you sit down and say, mama, where babies come from? And you say, well, a man and a female get together like mommy and daddy did, and that's how we had you. And now that bitch say, okay, cool. Now she off to goddamn school and shit, first, second, third grade. Why you think that they said that them second graders were sucking each other off in that fucking public school system? Because you done fucked around and got them gave your baby a motherfucking baby doll at 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and you done told that motherfucker the goddamn answer of how babies get here, and you motherfucking said, goddammit, me and your daddy got together, motherfucker, and we goddamn, he stick this goddamn limousine in my motherfucking garage and shit, and that's how we got a baby doll. So she took her ass back to her room, and now she see, what, her fucking baby doll, but she ain't got no daddy, she ain't got no man that look like her fucking daddy in her goddamn room, and she got all these goddamn baby dolls, like, how the fuck can I get goddamn, so now I need a little motherfucking boyfriend. Now it's time for the little goddamn girl to take her ass to goddamn school to motherfucking get an education. The girl come back home, your little daughter come back home, talking about, mama, I got a boyfriend now, 5, 6, 7, 8 years old. Come on now, talk to me, motherfuckers. Y'all think I don't know this shit? Y'all don't think I don't know this shit? Shit. That's called subliminal messages. It ain't your goddamn fault, mamas and daddies, that you did the shit because you ain't know no fucking better. You ain't got no right knowledge. It ain't your fucking fault, right? Don't you ain't blame and accountable for what you don't know. You're accountable for what you know. You'll see. You'll goddamn see. 904, come on in. 365, you on the air.
I'm just listening.
All right, baby, we'll keep on listening. Midnight, you want to say something? Shit, I'm about to motherfucking go ham in this bitch. Y'all goddamn see second graders goddamn sucking each other off and shit in goddamn school. Where the fuck you think they got it from? The fuck you think they got that shit from?
Well, look what they promote in the media, though.
Man, look what they promote at home, too, goddammit. The kids ain't watching CNN all goddamn day. The kids ain't watching all that shit all goddamn day. Come on now, stop motherfucking saying the media all the motherfucking time.
Well, that's true, too. But remember, the media helps perpetuate culture. So even if you look at these cartoons nowadays, these cartoons that come on Cartoon Network or they come on even Disney Channel, you see them very, very subliminally, they pass messages of sex and, you know.
Yeah, I know. You're absolutely right. You're absolutely right. You're absolutely right. Yep, you're right. Now what?
And
let me put this on record now. The media does not knock on your door and say, can I come in your house? Let me put that shit on record. The media does not knock on your motherfucking door and say, can I come in your house? DirecTV does not knock on your door and say, can I come and live with you and your family? They does not do that shit. All right, let's put all that shit on motherfucking record. They don't do that shit.
But let's also put it on record.
It's what you bring in your goddamn house. These niggas exist. A snake. You ain't getting snakes and bringing that shit in your house and let them run fucking wild. You wouldn't do that.
But Don,
you wouldn't do that. So now let's keep talking. Go ahead, baby.
But Don, let's put this in perspective. Remember when we're dealing with television, you have these same movies and these same so-called harmless cartoons on just about every network, like USA, TNT.
Like Rodney
said,
personal responsibility. I don't know why y'all keep blaming a motherfucking business, a career of these motherfuckers and not your goddamn selves.
Well, if you bring crack in the house
and then say, well, it was a dope man down the street that was chopping the shit up and motherfucking putting baking soda on that motherfucker, and that's how the child got exposed to crack in my house.
Well, what you don't understand is what I'm trying to say is it's easy access towards these type of movies and things of that nature all the way around. Because like I said, it's even on the Disney Channel.
Did you hear what I'm saying, though? I hear this shit every day. Did you hear what I said? So what? That shit exists. Do you bring it in your home? Yes or no?
No, you can't.
Okay, that's the point. Here's the thing. It doesn't make sense for a motherfucker to talk about Disney Channel, goddamn it, Cartoon Network, Nickelodeon, BET, the media, CNN, HBO, all these other goddamn stations, and the shit in their goddamn house. Don't talk to me about that shit, and that shit is in your motherfucking house.
The point of the matter is, you have a lot of irresponsible parents who don't give a damn what their kids do, for one. And for two, when your kids go to school, your kids are around these children that are being raised by these irresponsible parents. So these kids at school are perpetuating these type of mentalities as well into your child, too.
I'm with you. And here's the remedy. Here's the remedy. Because you know, went from the damn television that you bought into your motherfucking home, that you paid a bill for, called cable, to fuck your child mind up, to goddamn school now. And at the end of the fucking day, you de-plug. You unplug, motherfucker. Unplug. There's no use of talking about the crack that's out there and now your baby on it because you bought crack in the house. There's no use to talk about the goddamn shit called television and all the networks that's in that motherfucker that you bought in your goddamn house that you pay a bill for to fuck your child's mind out. There's no use to motherfucker talk about the school and how they fucking your child mind out. Simple remedy, unplug.
the best way to combat all of this is to simply teach your child at a very young age to be an independent, well, to be an independent thinker is my solution. But at the end of the day, you have to understand the psychological effects and the symptoms of peer pressure. Now, if their parents in schools are dressing a certain way, doing certain things, cursing constantly around them, they're going to want to conform to that too. Because remember, a lot of kids are really afraid of being different from one another in fear of being teased, taught, and picked on.
And so is adults. Wait, real quick. And you're right, independent thinker, free thinker. I'm so into that. Shit, I was about to say something. Let me say this real quick. The leadership is about to take off, I mean, for real, because we want to lead the motherfuckers the right way off the goddamn rip. Even if you fucking disagree with this shit, goddamn, it's all good, though. But you got goddamn 4 minutes to call in. Your boarding pass number is 347-884-9239. You got three minutes to call in. If not, you won't be able to hear the rest of the show, or you can listen to it once it's up on Don DeColeon's profile page on blogtalkradio.com, WGAG-radio. And I wish y'all an awarding strong end. And I'll see y'all Monday, Eastern Standard Time, 12 noon, the Don DeColeon Show on Blog Talk. Y'all have an awarding strong end. All right, the leadership is about to take off. And it seems as if our pilot for today is BA. So I don't know if y'all want to get on the flight.
Oh, God.
I don't know if y'all motherfuckers want to fly. I don't think y'all want to get on this motherfucker. Shit.
Oh, okay. My God. I want to respond to Pretty Cat. She said that the effing fathers need to be fathers and protect their daughters. And I'm going to respond to that one. I think that I was way overprotective over my twin girls, because one of them, I mean, my daughter that is gay, she's a twin. And people used to say, yo, you too hard on them girls. You too hard on them girls. Because I knew the woman that I had chosen to lie down with, and I saw after it was too late, I just saw how fucked up I had fucked up. But it was just too late. So I had me and my mom did our best to bring them girls up the best way. Because, I mean, I think we did a good job for what it was worth. And then, you know, I fell victim to the system, so I had to do some time. And when I went in and did my time, I came home and they had erotic behavior. So I'm gonna always think that there was something that went on inside that house.
Hey, let me back you up on that. And Amenti. Amenti said, can't blame daddy all the time, okay? You don't blame something that is not there. Do you understand? You don't blame something that is not there. All right. Somebody with Skype, your mic is open. All 0012, your mic is open. 678-974, your mic is open. 206, your mic is open. Anybody else want their mic open? Hurry up now, push 1, just in case the switchboard shuts down like it did yesterday. 313, your mic is open. 414, your mic is open. 718, your mic is open. And 405, your mic is open. Please, I ask that everybody mute their background. 773-366, your hand was up. I did click on you. I don't know if you still want your mic open, but push 1 and then wait and then push 1 again if you want on. 917-517, your mic is open. Thank y'all. Thank y'all so much for boarding the leadership. Actually, those with their hands up must be leaders, and everybody else just want to goddamn get to a destination. Please mute your backgrounds if you can. If not, go to the bathroom or go sit in the closet some goddamn well somewhere quiet if your mic is open. All right, go ahead. Go ahead.
So I was gonna say what I kind of find interesting with between me, you, and the other guy. I find interesting is that we all basically said the same thing. It starts from the home.
Of course, we know that. I mean, everybody know that. Everybody know that, but nobody knows like what we do now that we at home. Remember Poltergeist? They got rid of the fucking television. That child was possessed. Do you understand? Television sends out frequencies, and it puts you on another vibration. It's called a channel. So why do they call it channel? To channel in on your motherfucking ass. Then they call it a tune, to tune in on your motherfucking ass. Then they call it a program, to program your motherfucking ass. Watch the fuck the goddamn hook. Then they call it a station. What station are you fucking on? These motherfuckers got numbers. We're talking about octaways, whatever. That shit is. Talking about different goddamn waves, different octaves. Thank you, baby. Different levels of vibrations. All that type of goddamn shit. They're sending signals, motherfuckers. Get rid of that goddamn television. Or if you got one, just only motherfucking bring in movies. Stop paying these niggas to fuck you and your damn family minds up. Paying these niggas a goddamn monthly bill to fuck you and your children minds up. The fuck is that shit? You know, I'm serious, that shit don't make no goddamn sense. That Poltergeist movie, don't think it was all about some old spooky shit. That shit was real. They had to throw the TV out. When they went to the hotel, they throw that TV off that balcony, motherfucker. Ain't no goddamn TV in this bitch. Gotta watch that shit. You know, we can't blame CNN and BET because they exist. Blame yourself for bringing that existence into your home. That's
right,
what
right.
The fuck. Point that shit right at your motherfucking ass. Goddamn, get rid of that shit. That shit ain't no fucking joke. And the only way you monitor that shit, when y'all go to fucking Walmart, you buying movies that you and your babies can sit down and watch together. You don't just
you
put a TV in your child room and think y'all motherfuckers living like goddamn silver spoons and shit and a little car bed and shit like that little motherfucker. Goddamn, nah, fuck that. You ain't rich because you got a TV. You ain't in the latest because you got a TV in every fucking house, nigga. You know what the fuck that means, nigga. Not only that they programming and fucking up your fucking mind and your babies, they are watching you as well.
Don.
Yes.
You know what? I'm reading in the chat room, and I just want to respond to a Pretty Cat who was responding, I think, to maybe either Pretty Brown Ass or Minty, and she was saying 16 and pregnant, too late to blame someone now. And I think that's the key word is blaming someone. You have to take responsibility for what you've done, not what you and somebody else did, but what you did in the situation. And then you keep it moving. Because I think a lot of times what we do is we stay stuck in pointing at the blame all the time. Oh, well, that's the reason why I'm this, or that's the reason why this is happening. But my thing is that you know the reason why, correct, you can correct it. Because now you know the reason why. You know what I mean? So if you have
Sometimes you can raise your kids to the best of your abilities and for them to only end up going on their own path once they reach a certain age.
Right, but then that's because they make a decision, right? It's not because they make a conscious decision to do something. So they're responsible for making that decision. I don't agree with peer pressure. You know what I'm saying? Well, I'm going to say this. I didn't agree with peer pressure when I was raising my daughter. Because couldn't a peer tell her to do something I didn't want her to do. Okay? So I think even in that, the child themselves are making a decision to do whatever they're doing. And
yeah,
I don't
but
believe
you
that people...
Go ahead.
Go ahead,
I'm sorry.
You know,
ahead,
and I don't
ahead,
like, real quick, before you continue, Queen, Missy, is your mic open? Say something, because I think those your babies, man. Get that baby a popsicle or something. Jump with a crayon. Missy, I think them your babies, man. You know, I can't stand extra noise, man.
Yeah, that's loud.
Oh, that's not you?
That's not her.
Somebody got a house full of goddamn bad-ass kids, man. See that little motherfucker. Get that baby some cough syrup or something. it sounds cute though, man. Might be polite listening. Him and his little pretty little baby.
Yeah, that sounds cute.
Whose baby is that in the background? Whose child? Sound like they're having a good time playing with a ball or something or jumping on the table.
It sounds like a really loud TV.
Playing with a ball.
Sound like they're playing with a ball or something or a goddamn G.I. Joe toy or a goddamn Bago kit or some shit. I'm about to find that goddamn number, man. Come on, who the fuck pushed one and decided to let their baby talk on my show? It's cute though.
Oh, it stopped.
It's real cute though. I mean, I ain't heard little noise like that in a long time. That's probably why it aggravates the shit out of me. Okay, go ahead, Queen. I apologize.
Okay, and I was saying that, you know, we like to blame things, but I think that there's something internally within us that let us know the difference between right or wrong, right, and what's right and wrong, what's good for you, not so good for you. And I think we have enough examples to show, you know, what type of behaviors get what type of results. And I think that people just have a tendency to make decisions just based on what they want to do, and they're making the decision. You know what I'm saying? And so the thing is, if you make a mistake, that's all it is. You tried something, it didn't turn out right, but don't blame nobody for it. Just say, I tried it. It didn't work. I take responsibility for the consequences and move on. But if you keep on blaming somebody, but you're still stuck in the mud, but you don't get out, you don't push the car out of the rut, then that's your fault, in my opinion. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So I don't blame television or dad is not home or none of those things that would cause my child, because if she's at home with me, then I'm totally responsible. I'm totally responsible for planting the seed from zero to whatever, okay? I'm responsible for that, all right? And
mm-hmm.
when she gets to the age of reasoning, which according to some theology, it's like 12 or something like 13 or something like that, which is what they call the age of reason, what my mama told me, the age of reason, and they call the age of reason where you are able to now have discernment about what is right for you and what is wrong for you, or, you know, if you like something, you know, whether you go for it or not, or whether you, even though you like it, you can see that it won't be good for you, so you make a choice. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
So I think that a lot of times we want to point blame all the time, but we don't want to take responsibility for the decisions that we made. And, of course, yes, if you don't have good decision-making skills, in other words, if your parents haven't taught you good decision-making skills because they don't have good decision-making skills, I don't think you can blame them because they ain't got it.
Right, right.
You
got to watch for the hook, though, because, I mean, seriously, man, the devil said, I will make evil fair seeming. And because a lot we've been conditioned, it ain't. See, the thing about it is, again, you just really got to watch for the hook. We're so busy talking about things that would consider us to be unstable rather than striving to figure out what made it unstable.
Uh-huh,
does that make sense?
Yeah,
you see what I'm saying?
Right.
How did all this shit happen? How did we get out of sync with everything? How did we not be able to smell something before it came to our house? How did we not be able to discern or decipher
who's who and what's
on the goddamn planet Earth? And that's how they able to actually bring shit, how we're able to open our doors to unwanted influences. That's why you have to be mindful that there are unwanted influences in the presence or in the personification of a person, a place, or a thing. We keep losing the focus that we're talking about people than we are talking about things that can endanger our lives. We know they told us that a gun is bad, so everybody is scared of fucking guns, but yet a gun can protect you. They tell you fire will burn you, yet fire can keep you warm. So at the end of the goddamn day, if you know what a thing is, then you're able to understand if it is allowed into your home. If you know something as simple as a plastic-ass baby doll given to a 1, 2, 3, 4-year-old child, what the fuck, you think that's cute? You think that's some cute shit? All right, then. Now the question is, how do you have teenage pregnancy? It starts when you gave the baby the damn doll
all at the age of one, motherfucker.
Right.
Come on now, talk to me. You understand? So now you have to be able to watch for the little fucking things. They got a trap set up for every motherfucking body if they ain't on point.
Right.
Trap set up for every fucking body if they are not on point. We thought that goddamn giving a baby doll was cute, was something that you give a girl. Nobody, you know what I'm saying? Nobody pulled us to the side and said, why are you giving her a baby doll all the goddamn time?
Exactly, right.
Give her something else, goddamn it. Give her a science kit. Give her a doctor's goddamn stethoscope. Give her a microscope. Why she can't walk in the mall with a goddamn microscope in her hand? Remember the little dress-up shit? Well, now the fucking little plastic high heels and the little goddamn pink purse and shit. You got these little babies 2 years old walking with them high heels in the goddamn mall. Don't tell me that I don't know what the fuck I'm talking about, because when I didn't know, my daughter was walking in the mall with them little plastic-ass high heels on. You understand what the fuck I'm saying? And then you wonder why, how the fuck you get these bitches on BET. Plastic motherfucking heels, nigga. At 2 years old, you can find them motherfuckers in the aisle at Toys R Us. You understand? Dress your little daughter up like a motherfucking harlot at 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 years old. Do you understand how this shit works? But we thought it's cute. We call it girly. Girls wear high heels. Women wear high heels. I'm sorry, little girls don't wear high heels. Do you understand how this shit goes? Do you see how they done fucking tricked us again? Okay, you have to be selective. You have to have discernment when it comes to shopping. You understand?
Right.
You have to have all that goddamn shit when it comes to every fucking thing, because we're talking about the welfare of a child, the welfare of your family, because you know that these motherfuckers can care two shits about you and your children. All
right?
You know that. Everybody can agree to that, right? Everybody can agree the outside world, anything and any place and any person that's outside of my goddamn house don't give a fuck about what's in it. Yes or no?
Right.
And we can look
at
it as so simple as the utility company. You going to cut my shit off and I got the fuck, it's cold as fuck. Or I got, you know what I'm saying? Why would you cut my shit off? As you can tell, they don't give a fuck what's in your house. Bitch, pay up. You understand? So if they don't give a fuck about you and your fucking lights that's keeping you warm and you're able to cook and keep your food refrigerated and all that type of shit, you think they give a fuck about your kids, the Toys R Us motherfucking company? Do you honestly believe that shit? Do you think Toys R Us gives a fuck about your children? No. If Georgia Power, any fucking power, don't give a fuck about you, then goddamn everything else outside the house don't give a fuck about you. So you have to use discernment every fucking time. Wake up.
Right. That's true, Dawn. That's absolutely true, you know. That's true, man. I mean, and I think about the time
when
my little girl was a baby, was younger.
That's true, but
you know what
B.A.?
Saying? Yeah, but what, B.A.?
I said what Don stated. Oh, my God, some of that noise. So what Don stated was true.
Okay, Minty, everybody's mic is open, by the way. I just want to let everybody know that 609 number, that 44537, and that 718-318 number.
Your mic
is open. Please respect the show.
I just wanted to address what I was talking to Pretty Kitty about. I don't even know if she's still in the room now. But what I was basically sharing with her is my aunt's side of the family. My little cousin is pregnant. She's a twin. She's like, 16, 17 years old, maybe younger. And I was explaining to her, you know, about the situation with the father. But at the same time, it was the mother's choice to get out that project, to step her life up, and her choice to party with her daughters. You know what I'm saying? Also, one of the one things I was seeing at family, I remember my mom used to fuss because the kids watched TV, but yet they didn't watch cartoons. They watched regular what adult stuff children should not have been watching. Also, the young, it's a lot of girls. I'm talking about weaves. I'm talking about the way they dress. They look extremely grown. It just wasn't appropriate from what I grew up doing, because I didn't have weaves and stuff on my hair. My hair was always long. I always made permed it or whatever, but I didn't wear that kind of stuff, you know? And it was just too grown. And being here in the city, I see this a lot, You know, it used to be you see the Spanish people with their daughters in dresses and heels and skirts and all that
right,
at the very
right.
early ages. But now what I'm seeing in New York, which is concerning me, is I'm seeing these little girls with weaves and all this stuff in their hair. You know what I'm saying?
Right,
and this
right.
is such an open place. You are making your child victim, you know? So what's out here? And it's these type of things. It's the music. It's everything. And it's like, wow, where's the boundaries of the parents anymore? And it's like I just know that even though I may disallow certain things on my children, I'm going to also have to explain things. But I think that this is a place, the city is a hard place to really raise your children, in my eyes.
I think so, too.
I think it really is
so
because there's so much out there.
No, you just don't.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you have to find a community with the same culture as you that's doing the same thing as you.
You know what, Missy, a lot of people would say that these parents are just, their kids growing up with kids, basically, because these parents are getting a lot more younger as well.
Well, let me
they've
say something
always
to that.
They always was younger.
Let me respond to that.
That they didn't want to tell
okay.
us.
Okay.
That they always was younger.
It depends on.
You know,
what,
even if we go back just in the 1900s to the a little bit further to the 18, it was always younger. You know what I'm saying? That was really nothing. That was really not the fucking
exactly.
shit. You know what I'm saying?
Let me.
That really wasn't the case. The thing about it is that when we're dealing with culture, there is a whole new culture now.
Yeah, and I want to say this, too. For example, you know, I know how to separate things. Like, if you go to the project, you will see that
I see that there's more young moms out there. And these guys are just assholes, you know what I'm saying? I mean, popping bottles at baby showers and real disrespectful crazy shit. In a project, I see two or three women in the same building with the same baby father. I see real crazy
right.
shit in a project.
Ain't nothing wrong with that, as long as the baby dad is coming next, knocking on these doors, seeing their baby.
And another thing
that's
that
what
I personally
say.
See,
to me,
I don't
see nothing wrong with that because if everybody, not everybody, but if everybody believed that that's how they did it in Africa, then so shall it be in the projects in New York. God
no,
damn
I
shit.
Think,
fuck the
no,
issue.
I want to say another thing too. Another thing,
shit.
On the other side of things, I see young
be like,
girls
I got to go
that,
now. I got to go see your little brother next door.
I got to, on the other side of things,
that shit
I see
great
women,
to me. I don't see what the fuck the issue is.
I'm saying I don't think that's cool.
You don't think what is cool? That all of them live next door to each other and the baby daddy go see them all?
But who says the baby daddy is going to see them?
I'll say it. I'll say it. Well, the blessing is that if they all friends, then that makes it even better. Shit, if a child need a goddamn shirt, she can goddamn go next door and get it from the step baby.
If that was my daughter, I wouldn't like that at all. I would not feel comfortable with that at all.
I don't understand what's the difference. God. What if your nigga leave right now and can get another chick pregnant? Now what? That's
no,
step baby.
No, I'm talking about a little girl. I'm talking about these are young girls. These girls look like they're no older than 18 years old. See, most of these girls don't even have their mother or father. It's not.
And you
good.
Know what I say? You live and you learn. That's the point of life. You live and you learn. The same way I had to learn that them plastic goddamn heels at Toys R Us had my baby walking the goddamn mall with a baby in her hand and that little plastic pocketbook. Ain't shit in your pocketbook, girl, but some little fake-ass toys. That baby doll ain't real. You see, the same shit when you don't know, you just don't motherfucking know, but you live and you goddamn learn. You live and you fucking learn. I mean, the shit ain't no joke. You know, I mean, shit. I go to your house right now, I come back and say on my show the next day, it's just sad what I saw.
I bet you.
Right? Yes or no? And the same with mine. You come to mine, you probably have a whole bunch of shit to say in my shit. It's just sad. I couldn't believe what I saw at Don's house. Oh, my God. So at the end of the day, but you live and you learn is what I'm saying. It's not whether, because a lot of us, we still don't know shit. We still don't know. We don't even know what really to give our children. As much as we able to look in other people's cribs, we don't even fucking know what to give our own in our own crib. We don't even know how to keep our shit tight. And we adults. Explain that. Explain that shit real quick for us, please, somebody.
That's
we adults, and our shit is fucked up. Yeah, we're talking about 18-year-old girls or less than 18 with the same baby daddies. There's a lot of us in attendance today on this phone got the
that's
same
right.
baby daddies.
No, I'm saying,
shit,
I'm
the fuck is the
funding.
Issue with that shit?
I'm I'm responding to what me and Kitty, I'm just responding to what me and Kitty were talking about. But the point I'm making is, it was the choice of the parent that was there taking care of that child. That's what I'm saying. I'm tired of hearing that the father's to blame, the father's to blame, or the mother's to blame. Whoever's raising that child, that's what it is.
Sometimes a child raises itself.
I know that. So I'm very aware of that.
And most of those children that are self-raising, they come up to be one of the most prosperous
successful
motherfuckers, successful motherfuckers,
yeah,
on the planet. Let me put that on the record.
That's true. That's very true.
Because they learn quick.
They get that foul shit over with quick.
They get it over with quick.
Well,
like I say,
smart.
Children
they
like
got,
to go to parties. What the fuck adults doing going to one? You're grown now. Pay some fucking bills. Don't climb trees no goddamn more unless you get paid to do it. So what's the fuck? You know, don't let me talk about the adults going out to parties and clubs and shit. How fuck now? Let's talk about that shit. You know what I'm saying? I think it's certain things that people underage is permitted to do because you don't know no fucking better. But what about the fucking adults? You got to hit the club every motherfucker. You bored, motherfucker? You got to go to the club, bitch. Are you serial, ho? How old are you, bitch?
22, 21.
So let's talk about
young
shit like that.
That's still
let's
young.
Talk about that.
You're early 20s.
You know, I'm just saying, you know, like, nigga, you got room to fuck up when you're a goddamn teenager to 25. You got room to figure out how this shit works because you just got here. You can't blame motherfuckers that just got here. Let's put the blame on the motherfuckers that been here for over 30 years.
That's what
let's
I'm
talk
trying
about
to
them
say
motherfuckers.
That's how it
but
is in New York.
Know,
New dog, York.
How could you blame them? How could you blame them if they don't know?
New York City
you
is
what I'm saying?
Free.
That's why we're talking about them motherfuckers now.
Right.
Some of them here talking about shit. I was just about to hit the club, done and fuck my weekend up. I was just about
my
to go shake some shit, try to goddamn
that
trick at the bar and shit.
You know, what I was saying
God,
is
I
that
always fucking up my
about,
weekend.
The thing about the blame is that you know, it seemed like to me blame kind of leaves you stagnant. Like, you can't move forward. Once you understand the symptoms of the problem, how the problem got started, you know, what happened, and I'm talking about from a personal perspective because you got to do introspection. So when you're doing introspection and you look at the source of the problem, how the problem started, how you fed into it, how you got involved in it, then you start searching for solutions. But if you stay in the problem and keep saying, well, I'm like this because my mama wasn't there, I'm like this because my daddy wasn't there, then you're making a conscious decision to stay in the situation that you're in.
Exactly.
You see what I'm saying? So I think we all had a capacity to look at ourselves.
Yeah, I
stopped
blaming everybody.
A lot of us don't want to do that.
Yeah, I stopped blaming everybody. That's why I have to keep it 100 when I say I put my baby on them plastic fucking heels, gave her goddamn baby doll and that fake-ass pocketbook and walked her through the mall with my ass when I was motherfucking younger. But I didn't know no goddamn better. You understand what I'm saying?
I don't blame nobody.
But let me put this on record, though. Let me put this on record. Now, I was a 15-year-old mother. What about them goddamn grown-ass bitches 30 years old, 50 years old, buying that same shit for their daughters? Exactly. Don't know no more than me, so shut the fuck up about these young girls.
I want to make a comment to that.
The problem is, goddamn, the older generation supposed to goddamn pull a bitch over to the side and let her know, look here, I know that's your baby, but do you understand what you're doing? You got that 2-year-old from goddamn high heels carrying a motherfucking person ain't shooting
exactly
that motherfucker and a baby doll. Do you see what's going to happen? Do you really
I
want that shit
that
to happen once your child get 15, 16, 17, 18? Do you want that? Do you want her to come up like that? Or do you want her with a doc with a briefcase and all that shit on, looking like Oprah? Which one?
Right, I agree.
I
want
to make a comment.
I mean, you know, because I'm telling you, when a motherfucker
don't,
when you just don't know, you just don't know, you know,
right.
But you live and you learn. I'm one that always, I'm the scientist. I fucking look at myself under the microscope to find out what did they do to me. What did they do to me? I just want to know what did they do. I don't give a fuck who did it. I just want to know what did they do to me.
Right.
What did they do?
Know.
Not who did it. I don't give a fuck about who did it. I ain't going to be able to find your ass.
Those who know gotta talk to the youth about it. People who know.
Who
you
really
know
fucking know.
So,
not a whole bunch of motherfuckers talking about they
know.
Think they know.
Right.
You know
not
what I'm saying? Because you ain't never
know.
Heard that
exactly.
type of motherfucking shit kicked on any blog talk show, the shit I just dropped.
Right. They don't
you got
know.
To watch that shit.
So, You know, I think that, you know, if you're in a position and you see a young girl or a young sister, you know, doing something and you know better, then you're obligated to tell them now.
Yep.
Can you make them follow your advice? Hell no. But you've done your duty in relaying information. You've done your duty in relaying information.
Yeah, that's
yeah, especially because, you know, we just, I'm telling you, man, that he said I will make good look bad and bad look good. There was a time when we thought that shit was cute. You know what I'm saying? There was seriously a time when we thought certain things was cute. Do you understand?
Absolutely, yes.
You still got motherfuckers thinking that giving a baby doll is cute. Do you understand?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So come on now.
That's true.
Hey, Dawn, think about what do the little boys do with them little dolls? They tend to take the heads off, the legs off. You know,
oh,
it's a psychological message to the little boys.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. I mean, off the rip, man, I love Barbie. I love fucking Barbie in her fucking house in that goddamn can. I used to have them fuck every day in the goddamn bed. Do you understand?
I was sad I never had one.
Well, you ancient, Queen, Bobby came out 2 years ago.
You're
lying. They didn't
have Bobby, they didn't have
blackies,
but they
sure
had Bobby.
I'm just saying, you know what I'm saying?
One.
You know, that shit ain't no joke, you know?
I wanted a Barbie doll. Damn it. I didn't get one.
I had all that shit. My mom made sure I was girly. I don't know why.
Girl, my mommy.
And the first thing they threw up was a Tamahoo doll. Back in the day, it was hard to find a melanated doll.
Yeah,
you had to make them. And you wonder why the little boys are wondering, like, going towards that energy, you know?
Wow. True that. Mm-hmm. But you know, like you said, when you know better, you do better. When you don't know better, you keep
doing
better.
When you just
doing.
Don't, you, yeah, because you got to watch for the hook. That's the truth.
Right.
You got to watch for the hook.
You
got to watch for the hook.
What you don't know. You know what I'm saying? I mean,
yeah, you can't get mad at the mom and daddy too, because we've all been fucked up as parents. You can't say the teenage daughter something. You know, you got to blame the parent. You blame somebody that don't even know that's under my control, like 99.9% of every fucking body.
Right.
Are you fucking serious? You blame niggas that's under a hypnotic spell that it's their fault? God damn, they don't fucking know. They don't know.
They don't know. They don't know. Because I believe
they
if
on
people
damn
knew better,
they damn
I think if people knew better, they would do better. Because you hear a lot of people saying that, well, they don't care about their kids. Everybody cares about their kids, for the most part, I would say. For the most part, in the best of their capacity, they care about their children. And if they know better, I really believe that they would do better. But they just don't know what
it don't belong.
And guess what? And some of them won't listen either. You got those that just won't listen. Too. You know what I'm saying? So you got those that's being told and won't listen, and then you got those that just don't know. It's hard to tell who knows what, because some know and just doing what they want to, and some don't know because they're just doing what they know. You know
right.
what I'm saying?
Right. They're doing what they think is right. And
exactly.
You don't know what you think is right until after it's over, and then you realize, damn,
after
I was wrong.
Over. Exactly.
I mean, because that's what life is about. Seen in its true light, it is taken as a test. That's
right.
What we're here on this planet is everything is a test. You have to be able to see this shit for what it is.
Right.
You know,
exactly.
And we live and we learn. That's the purpose of life. These motherfuckers have to live and they learn. You cannot stop a bullet. You cannot stop that shit. There is here to penetrate something so someone can learn from it. It's just certain
right.
things that everybody have to learn. Had I have not have went through what I went through, I wouldn't
right.
be as intelligent mm-hmm. as I am now at 30, which
exactly.
I think I am. Oh, I'm sorry, at 20. My
bad. You're right.
You're with
my
an
18-year-old. At 20.
Right.
See, I'm a bad 20-year-old. You feel me? You know what I'm saying? Queen 7 and shit. Smart as well.
Yeah,
you see what I'm saying?
Nah,
it took us 7 years to figure
nah.
this shit out.
I ain't 7. I'm 13. See, 13.
But I'm just saying, so, you know, that's why the elders would just sit back and watch the growth. A scientist would sit back. It may look like a terrible experiment going wrong, but you have to sit back and watch first. You have to wait until these niggas hit 30 and 40 to make that statement. You know, see, that's what happened because your ass was when you was 15 fucking everything. This is what got you where you at now. Use that statement then. Don't use that shit right now in these people's lives. You ain't finished full grown yet. You ain't there yet.
But you know what
you have to watch that shit as a scientist first to make a statement as if it's a sad situation. It ain't sad yet until they get your age and act in the same way they do.
But, Don, you can look at them and say, now look at me and look at my life. And this is what I did in my younger days of my life, and this is where I am.
Exactly.
So here's the example.
Exactly, because we've all went through some fucked up shit. It appears fucked up at that time, but we're able to look back like, damn, I made it through that.
Right.
How stupid could I be?
She was perfect, right?
You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, everybody's trying to act like, goddamn. Now, I know for a fact my shit don't stink, but I'm just putting on record, goddamn, that shit. I did some shit
that
I had to learn from, and it made me who I am today.
I thought you was getting ready to say it don't stink. I'm getting ready to use a lie.
My shit don't stink, goddammit. Everything I fucking did was for a reason in my life. It got me to where I'm at now. I got a lot of people that put the blame in my life and shit that thought what the fuck I did, and I said, look at me now, bitch. Look at me now. You ain't even do the shit, and look at you. Ha.
Yeah.
You know, I've used that shit quick. You know what I'm saying? Don't be putting no fucking finger at my black ass, bitch, because look at where I'm at now, hoe. Look at where you at. You ain't did none of this shit. You graduated all that shit. Started fucking like a jackrabbit by the time you was 30, bitch. I was fucking like a jackrabbit at 15, bitch. I'm going to settle down now. What's your issue?
What's your problem?
You know, it's kind of like that. You feel me? Like, watch out now, nigga. Watch out there now. Watch what you say. Everybody pissed off at the dope boys. The dope boys turned into the most motherfucking productive, positive motherfuckers on the planet in a minute. And your ass ain't sold not one dope and the devil in the flesh. Shut the fuck up. Shut the fuck up with that shit. It's just kind of like that. You feel what I'm saying? Queen.
See, the successful dope boy will look at another successful dope boy. You see what I'm saying? They ain't going to look at no dope boy on his way to the penitentiary. They gonna look, the smart ones is going to look at the ones that were successful. You know,
or look at the ones that got out of the game and became very successful and stayed out of it because
that's what I'm talking about.
I mean, these are people that have made it out of something, and now the boys that is possibly selling it can say,
I'm going to do the same thing such and such did,
and I'm going to goddamn get right. You know what I'm saying? I mean, this is the way the shit work. When these 14-year-old girls at this age, if they was able to watch Oprah when Oprah said she was 14 and drank that fucking bleach to try to kill her baby because her stepdaddy said she would be better found dead in some river than to be pregnant and shit. You see how that shit can help a 14-year-old pregnant girl or a 15, 16, 17-year-old? Because really, if a grown woman that's pregnant now heard that shit, they don't see the beauty in it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? They don't see themselves as expiring as much as they can, even if watching Oprah. You know what I'm saying? I don't give a fuck how y'all see it, though, man. People are something to look forward to. That means
if
she did it, you can too.
But, you know, those who are millionaires now and billionaires now, I'm talking about old money. They started off as criminals.
That's in front of the money.
That's right. They started off as criminals.
And then they built an empire.
That's right. Then they built an empire. So to castigate the dope boys, I think, for what they doing,
or the young mothers.
Or the young mothers.
Because you know, other young mothers. Because, goddammit, Oprah was certainly one, was about to be one.
You know, so I just look at them and say they'll learn. You know, and if I'm not in arm's reach, that's all I can say is they'll learn.
Exactly.
You know, but if I'm in arm's reach, I'm going to say something. You know, I'm going to say something.
You
know,
I've been there, done that. I'm living proof. I've been there. I'm glad I've got a chance to see the prison system.
Exactly, because you can go down and help some. You can help some young goddamn blood, some young blood. You can help that motherfucker. Unlike Polite, this nigga talking about he's an ex-Crip and he's fucking with niggas that never been in the dope game. Nigga, take your ass back to the goddamn chain gang. Nigga, go back to the Crips and educate them niggas. Fuck you talking to a whole bunch of niggas that ain't that don't know shit about, you know, ain't been the Crips. Go reform the Crips, bitch nigga. That's what I say. That's your calling. I don't know how many times I said that shit. How you gonna talk to the same niggas, the same shit they already know? You sound
right.
Like a preacher, nigga. Shut the fuck up. Do something. Break yourself, fool. That's all I say. Like me, you know what I'm saying? I talk to the young mothers or mother, or I can prevent it from happening if they don't know no better. Once it's done, I can show them a picture of me. Goddamn, look at me. It's all right. Now I'll show you how to fucking do it. I'm not here to talk to bitches that ain't goddamn been down my path. I'm not here. I'm here to sit at a round table with bitches that's been on my path, that's adults now, running a
right.
family, managing shit. We sit at a
right.
round table. We go out and we have to motherfucking make sure that these same young girls get to the
right.
round table eventually. And not on
right.
the corner of Dubai Street and can't get it right. It
can't
don't ain't no use. I'm at a round table with Queen of Fami. We ain't at no square table on this shit.
Exactly.
It's a little
exactly.
bit different. You know what I'm saying? You know, like the very first time, man, my daughter called me. She had a white friend at the time, just like last year too. And she said, Mama, Ashley wants to talk to you because she cannot talk to her mama. She wants to talk to you about sex.
Mm-hmm.
She said, I said, really? The white bitch want to talk to me? That little white girl? Okay,
mm-hmm.
fine. Call that bitch up. I'll give her the truth and nothing but the
That's
fucking
right.
truth. I
That's
ain't sugarcoating
right.
shit for that bitch. Because I don't sugarcoat shit
you
for mine.
You didn't sugarcoat it for her, did you? Nope.
Hell no, I don't sugarcoat it not one way, and you know, and I'm be real, my daughter been fucking at 18. I'm not motherfucking trying to pretend that my goddamn baby is a motherfucking saint. All my children are motherfucking devils, you damn right, goddamn it. Yes, praise God, you better be. Goddamn it, you fuck around and be Jesus, you get sacrificed and crucified. Goddamn it, I'm not even trying to put my children on no motherfucking pedestal as goddamn God's gift to the fucking world. Bullshit.
I like the way
goddamn,
you
they my gift to my motherfucking world at the end of the goddamn day. But I told my goddamn daughter at the end of the motherfucking day, bitch, you fucking now? You fucking? Don't ask me for shit. You ask that nigga, you fucking for shit.
Mm-hmm.
Period. You can still live here, though. You can still live here because I love you. You know what I'm saying? I told her that shit when she was 16.
Mm-hmm.
You understand?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, my thing is this. If a nigga is running up in you, he's responsible for you. He's responsible for your food, your beverage, your clothing, and all that shit. The nigga can't afford shelter right now, but y'all doing grown folks shit. God damn it. But in a minute, I'm about to tell that bitch nigga he gonna have to motherfucking pay half of this goddamn rent that your ass living in my goddamn house.
And
I'm serious about that
I
shit.
I
keep it motherfucking real. I have to keep it real. You know what I'm saying? Every time she be like, Mom, I need $120 to get my hair braided. I said, bitch, you better ask that motherfucking nigga at McDonald's. You better ask Calvin, ho.
Ooh.
You better ask Calvin. You fucking Calvin, ho. The nigga I'm fucking take care of me. So the nigga you fucking should take care of you.
Ooh.
Don't ask me for shit like that, bitch.
But I never denied my daughters. My daughters needed something
fucking,
to come
Shawty.
To me.
You
I'd rather for my
nah,
daughters.
Fuck that. You fucking.
I'd rather
that's
for
the
my
same.
Baby
you
to come
fucking.
To me, dog.
Nah, let me tell you how this shit works. Let me explain why. At the end of the day, because then your daughter will choose a man that will take care of her rather than a man that's running up in her and she got to ask another man to take care of her. How ass backwards is that? If you know your daughter got a nigga and that happens to be what is considered her boyfriend, I don't give a fuck if the girl is 15, 16, 17, or 18, or 20, or 35, or 50. She ain't got no business asking somebody else for some fucking help when she's fucking a nigga already.
But it actually helps her realize that, goddamn it,
if I can't get $120 from the nigga I'm fucking, then I need to stop fucking that nigga. You understand? I'm programming mine right. And it has to take me first to that damn do it at the end of the fucking day. I got three daughters, you understand? So I'm making an example out of one, which is my firstborn. Don't ask me for $120, bitch. The nigga I'm fucking take care of me. Let the nigga you fuck take care of you. It's a little bit different. I'm sorry. That's the way it goes. Once you fucking, bitch, that nigga's responsible for you, and you got to realize that shit. You have allowed him into your motherfucking pussy, bitch, to go to the bathroom on your fucking ass, bitch, and I don't fuck you, and I take care of you.
So
that
nigga should do more than what the fuck I'm doing for you, and that's real motherfucking talk. I ain't fucking you, and I give you the fucking best. So if that nigga fucking you, he should give you the goddamn world. That's how the fuck I talk to my goddamn daughters, because I don't want you laying down and then asking somebody else for fucking help, a.k.a. welfare, a.k.a. your mama, a.k.a. your daddy, all that other type of bullshit, bitch. Nah, ho, that nigga is fucking you, he's there to take care of you, period. Period. Or get rid of that nigga and come on back home. One of the fucking other hoes. But I tell all the even bitches that I know that's my age to ask me for a dollar and got a nigga, bitch, I ain't giving you shit, hoe. I don't give bitches with a man money. I don't help bitches with niggas with money. The fuck I look like, hoe? You a single, I can see if you a single mother with no nigga, but you's a single mother with a nigga with no fucking money and you asking me, bitch, you got me fucked up. I tell my mama the same shit. My mama call and say, Shawty, can you help me out on my motherfucking rent, bitch? What, don't you got a nigga? What the fuck you, what the fuck my daddy there for, ho? The fuck you asking me? I'm sorry. You fucking. You got a man. I can see if my mother was single. I can see if she had a man in her fucking life. You damn right I'm right at her goddamn door. You damn right. I just look at it like I'm not finna be your man, bitch, and I ain't fucking you. Fuck you. That nigga fucking you. That nigga lay with you. That nigga should bust his ass to make sure you don't go outside your house and ask a motherfucker for nothing.
Right.
Shit.
Now that
other than that,
goddamn,
that shit different. Is the bitch by her goddamn self? Yeah, I'll make sure you straight. If you got children and shit, you ain't got no food in your fucking house. I had a friend, goddamn, you know what I'm saying, left her baby daddy and shit, moved in this motherfucking town. I put up the rent to help her get on her first goddamn on her feet and shit. So that nigga came back in that fucking house. The bitch called me and said, girl, I'm 3 months behind on my fucking rent. Can you help me? Hell no. Nah. Hell no, nah, bitch. Fuck I look like, hoe. Fuck I look like. You got a nigga. Your baby daddy back, hoe.
Okay.
Your baby daddy, bitch. You got a baby daddy. End up getting evicted. Got to go. Yeah, you got to go. Shit, he didn't care. He liked that pussy. Like to get you pregnant. But the damn sure don't like to make sure your rent is paid. Fuck that. That ain't my job. My nigga take care of me. The nigga I fuck take care of me real good. Fuck what you heard.
Right.
Shit,
I
my
like
pussy gone, goddammit. You're going to have to pay for this motherfucker. Get me straight.
I like that logic.
Fuck
I like that.
I ain't
that
on my back because of some goddamn fucking bootleg-ass goddamn Cinderella story. I'm on my back for a fucking reason. The fuck I look like. Goddamn, if I love my nigga got to love me so much that every time he fucking clock in, that shit say my name on the goddamn time card. Shit a little bit fucking different here. Shit. Fuck what you heard. You know what I'm saying? Because what's the fucking use? Why? What? What's the fucking use of having something like that?
Right, what I got you for?
You know? So, yeah, I have to tell my daughters that shit. Don't fucking do, Nah, bitch, you fucking hoe. You fucking bitch just like I am. Look where it got me, look where it getting you. Bitch, you asking somebody else. Get your hair done. Bitch, you stupid. I tell her just like that. Bitch, you stupid.
Right.
Bitch, you fucking stupid. I gave her that goddamn game. Shot that bitch came back and was like, oh, I made my point, man. You damn right you did, bitch. You better. You damn right. You better get that motherfucker. Shit, you damn right, bitch. I'm going to show you how to motherfucking goddamn make a nigga work for you. Shit, fuck he in your life for. You better than that. You scared to ask the nigga you fucking for some money, bitch? Something wrong then. He ain't scared to ask you for pussy. Fuck is that shit? Fuck is that?
Right.
I'm serious. I keep that shit real than a motherfucker. Cause
that
goddamn it, I'm not having daughters as no motherfucking bitch that just only used to go to the bathroom for niggas. Fuck that. Fuck that bitch. You ain't on your back for no nigga to go to no bathroom and shit just on you. Shit. In the name of this, my boyfriend and I love him. This my fiance and I love him. But you asking me for shit, bitch? You stupid. I tell off the rip, bitch, you stupid. I keep the same shit I'm telling y'all. I call that bitch right now, she'll fucking tell you. Yep.
said, that bitch don't goddamn, my mama don't fucking, when it comes to my person, but the shit that I want to do for me, that bitch say, bitch, you better call your nigga, you fucking, I call my mama, she'll tell you the same shit. My mama can't stand me because I have to talk to her like she one of my children now, like she my daughter. Bitch, you got a man. That's what I tell my mama, bitch, you got a man. Well, you know, his check one number 150, that's your business, bitch. Learn to flip his check. Shit. Well, I tell my mama, learn to flip his shit. Bitch, don't be calling me, bitch. I got 4 fucking children and 11 cats. Fuck you asking me for. 11 cats. And it's just you and that nigga. Fuck that. I keep that shit real. I ain't got time for that shit. I said, hey, you want me to take care of you? You want me to take care of you, mama? You want me to give you some motherfucking money every time you ask for it? She said, yeah. I said, leave that nigga then. Leave that motherfucking nigga. Leave that nigga. Shit, the fuck is that for? Shit.
I did.
That's the only way. When Michael Corleone told goddamn Connie and shit, nigga, Connie said, leave that motherfucker and come back home to the estate.
Mm-hmm.
You asking me to send y'all on a motherfucking cruise? Where the fuck is his money at?
Mm-hmm.
Where the fuck, why he can't send it? That's the nigga you fucking. Michael Corleone said, leave that nigga and come on back home to the state and I'll take care of you. That's what I told my mama. Come on home to my estate and I'll take care of you. Other than that, stay your ass out there in the fucking ghetto with bullet holes in your motherfucking goddamn window and shit like that and your motherfucking nigga, and don't ask me for shit until you're ready to come home to the estate where I prepared a place for you. Other than that, stay your ass out there, but don't ask me for shit because you got a man. Same way I got one. Same way that bitch got rid of me for that goddamn African nigga. That bitch packed my shit up and kicked me the fuck out the house and said, here's your slave. Here that bitch is. That's the way I feel.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying? That's how I feel. That's just the way that shit go. When you got a man in your life, you shouldn't ask nobody for shit.
That's right, Don. I wholeheartedly agree with you on that shit.
I don't give a fuck if you 14 and that nigga 14. You better not ask me for shit.
Wholeheartedly agree on that.
I'm serious about that shit. You better ask me. You better ask. And I used to tell everything. I used to come home, goddamn, in fucking elementary. I got a boyfriend. Got a boyfriend. Oh, yeah, you got a boyfriend, Shawty? Yeah. Then she'll be like, you got to go to the store and shit. Got that, mama, can I get the 9 later? Nah, Shawty, your boyfriend ain't give you no money before you left school. Your boyfriend ain't give you no money, bitch. He ain't give you $1 to go buy you a pack of 9 laters. Goddamn, a little bit later on, Shawty was coming home with dollars in her fucking pocket in goddamn school.
Okay, woke up.
She's fucked around and forgot that damn sign. That's why I had to remind her ass now that she's 16, 17, now 18. Bitch, that's principle still applying elementary, bitch, to me. That same shit I told your ass about when you were motherfucking 7, hoe, that shit still applies to the day you die. Fuck what you heard.
Yeah. Real talk.
I'm sorry.
Real talk.
Yeah, this is gonna goddamn call me goddamn the other day talking about what car am I gonna drive? What? Bitch, I know you ain't just fucking ask me what car you gonna drive, hoe. Don't your nigga got one? You better ask that motherfucker. Fuck you think I am, bro? Bitch, you ain't finna pimp me, bitch. You and that nigga ain't finna pimp me, ho. Fuck I look like. Told her straight up. You better ask that nigga. Better get out the wrong number, ho. Don't ask me none of that shit. Shout out, I buy toilet tissue and food for you. That's about it.
Man, dog. Shit.
I'm sorry. That nigga got to leap over. I mean, my daughter's a dime a quarter. Fuck what you heard, nigga. If you ain't got a dollar, then nigga, you got to get 2 jobs. I'm sorry, son. Might have to quit college, whatever the fuck you doing. You got them hold down 2 jobs for this quarter because I ain't taking care of her. That's your job. And he's a real good guy, though. Off the rip, though, the nigga cool, man. Counts like a motherfucker. Every time that nigga come, I send that nigga on runs for me. I pimp the shit out of him. How much money you got in your pocket, Claude? Nigga named Claude. I mean, how much money you bring with you? You bought your card, your bank card, or how much money you got with you? Miss Bat, I got about $40 on me right now. Oh, okay, go to the store and give me a pack of cigarettes and goddamn 2 goddamn energy drinks and bring that shit back. Be pimping the shit out that motherfucker. Be pimping the shit out that motherfucker. That nigga came one day early as a motherfucker while I was doing the damn show and shit. You know, and, you know, the children get out of school in the next 10 minutes. So, you know, my husband gone to work and shit. So I was like, hey, Claude, you drove? Yeah, I drove. Going to pick all the kids up from school, motherfucker. Pimping the shit out that motherfucker and shit. Put that nigga to work, goddamn. Any motherfucker in my life, you go to work.
Now, he is your
daughter's
man, right?
Now,
you
tipping
your daughter's man, but your
daughter's
right.
I be happy when that nigga come around. Thank God I ain't got to do shit. Got to pimp the shit out the little nigga. I ain't got to do shit, goddamn. Be hungry and shit. Ain't shit to eat in our town but Dairy Queen and shit. I seen that nigga 40 fucking minutes. Oh, wait, Chick-fil-A and shit. Go to Chick-fil-A, nigga, get me a goddamn Chick-fil-A sandwich and a motherfucking small fry and a carrot salad, motherfucker. And he gonna do that shit, too. Shit, don't do that shit, bitch, nigga. Shit, I like that little nigga, though. He cool than a motherfucker. He a cancer man.
Oh,
cancer mans are sweet anyway, so shit.
Oh, my God.
That motherfucker. Daddy, where you going? I'm going the other way. Nigga, you got to go to Atlanta and go pick up some bread from my mama house. Bring that shit back over here.
Oh, my God.
Motherfucker.
That shit ain't funny, man.
The hell it is.
I ain't lying, boy. I be saying that nigga on ice cream missions and shit with that nigga. That nigga stay 25 minutes from us, 30 minutes from us and shit. As soon as that nigga pull up in the driveway, I be like, who are that? The children be like, that Claude. Tell Claude to go to goddamn Ingles and get me 2 goddamn buckets of ice cream.
Oh, my God.
I don't play that
oh
shit. Goddamn,
God,
nigga, you gonna
sir,
motherfucker
you
get to it, nigga. You in my fuck. You part of my family, nigga. We make niggas work. I don't understand. That nigga, you ain't. Because one thing I want to tell my children and teach my daughters is that when a man is in your life, he's in your life for your whole family. He's not in your life for you.
For real.
Fuck
it's
yeah,
true.
He's
it's
not
true.
In your life for you. If he can't take care of you, you know, all that, you know, us, then he can take care of you. Fuck that.
Are you serious?
I'm serious like a motherfucker for real. I'm serial, goddamn it. I'm sorry.
Girl, I hear you.
That nigga just keep coming too, boy.
I see.
Shit, I don't play that shit, goddamn so. Shit.
Oh, Lord.
That nigga for all of us, goddamn. The fuck is you talking about? Kids and shit, especially my little youngin' children and shit. My little youngin' children, nigga, you on your way here, nigga. You better make sure my baby's got some goddamn hot Cheetos, bitch, nigga, when you get here.
Yeah, you made my head hurt on that.
My baby's like hot Cheetos. You better bring them a bag of hot Cheetos before
you get here. But you know what, though? I know a lot of families like that. My auntie's family like that.
See, having the daughter boyfriend do everything on it. He about to come over and paint the house.
my cousins, husbands, and their boyfriends, look here, they take care of everybody in the family. I'm telling
that's
you.
Right.
Seriously.
That's
seriously.
Right. That's tribal living, goddamn it. That's tribal living.
I mean,
fuck what you heard,
true.
Goddamn it.
I mean,
you and my
that
goddamn
no
family
that's,
now, nigga.
That's real. That's real deal.
Yeah, that's tribal living.
And
had that
and
nigga washing
family.
My car and shit. I had to go to a red carpet event. My car need wash. I said, nigga, go wash my motherfucking car. Nigga, you can hurry up, nigga. I'm running late.
I hope you don't say it like that.
Shit, I'm serious about that shit. Shit, you ain't gonna be fucking my daughter for nothing. I told Tierra. I said, look here, nigga. I told you, that nigga might be fucking you for nothing, but that nigga ain't fucking me, and I'm getting a whole bunch of work done from that ass.
See what
I'm that's
saying?
The difference, goddamn.
See what I'm
shit.
Saying? See what I'm saying?
I ain't got to do shit. Sometimes my husband get jealous and shit. Why you always asking him to do shit? Nigga, because you ain't here.
I just hope you talk to him a little better than what you said right now. That's all I got.
Man, I'll keep it 100.
If you
talk to him, I'll
keep it. If you talk to him like that, he's a no man. That's all I got to say.
I keep
that's
it 100, man. I ain't got time to sugarcoat shit. I ain't got time.
Girl,
I ain't no sweet lady.
The
fuck y'all
man.
Think I am, nigga? I run
he's
a tight
man.
Ship. You know what I'm saying? But I like him, though. I really like him, though. I really
I
like Claude.
I like him, too. I would like him, too.
I like her. I love my husband, too. They both are the same people. I said, damn, Tierra, the whole time I thought you was going to get a sorry-ass nigga like your daddy. You end up getting a nigga like your mama got today.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, he do everything for her, though, for real. But he do shit for me, too. And my cats. Nigga, buy cat food. Nigga, they out of litter. Nigga, go get the litter.
Oh, my God.
Motherfucker.
Oh, my God.
I'm saying? Shit.
You funny as hell.
I had that motherfucker come in my store and clean up and rearrange my shit for me. You gotta rearrange this shit. Nigga, I'm having a party in this bitch tonight.
Oh, my God.
Shit, for real.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm shit.
The brothers, look here, dog. The brothers on the line. Real
they quiet.
Quiet.
They
quiet.
They ain't saying shit.
They quiet as hell.
Even midnight, they shut the fuck up. Midnight, like, nah, I do everything with my dog. Okay, nigga, that why. Okay, motherfucker, you gonna leave the responsibility for a nigga not to do. I get it. Shit. Okay. It's what the fuck
okay.
happens. It's what the
right.
fuck happens. Shit. The woman better. She better got them stand on her square. Shit.
Yeah. I feel you. God damn,
this
shit funny.
I teach my daughters to be the forerunners, to run shit, not to be ran over or run through.
Okay.
Fuck what you
okay.
heard.
Okay. Wouldn't it be nice if all women had that kind of mentality?
Man, the brothers would fall in line. They'll jump over hurdles for her ass.
And they wouldn't mind doing it.
They'll swim
and
to
they
deep
wouldn't
the sea.
Mind doing it.
Yep. That's right.
It wouldn't be no thing, because
that's
what
right.
they do. You know, that's what they'll do.
That's
you know?
Right.
I mean, that's a beautiful thing. It'll be a beautiful
mm-hmm.
thing, goddamn.
And I told her like this. I said, the first time that nigga tell you no, you grab another nigga that say yes, because you ain't got time for those right now in your fucking life. You understand what
uh-oh.
I'm saying? You grab a nigga that say yes, goddamn nigga tell you no, say, okay, motherfucker.
See,
okay. Because I'm trying to get somewhere. I don't need no nigga I'm fucking telling me no. Fuck what you heard.
Damn.
That's sex magic. That's how I see sex. Sex
that,
is all
that,
fucking
hey,
goddamn getting
that
shit done.
Magic,
fuck what you
that's
heard.
That's some fucking magic if I ever heard it. that's
goddamn. You gonna talk about fucking sex magic, goddamn. It ain't like no fucking candle throwing roses on the goddamn bed and waking up
that
and your lights are off after that. Fuck what you
some
heard.
Fucking magic if I ever.
Yeah. Yeah, after a nigga run up in your leg, fucking flowers on the bed, you call your mama talking about I'm a little short on my rent. Bitch, I'll kick your ass you ever call me.
Okay. God damn. Keeping it real, dog. You just keep
yep.
it real.
Just lay down love and stand up love.
That's right. Lay down love and stand up. That's right, baby. I wish I had a woman teach me that shit when I was younger.
Me too. Ain't that a bitch?
Yeah.
I had to teach myself this shit. God damn it.
You know, shit. I wish I had it. I wouldn't have got all these knots and bruises and scars and stabs.
I know. We wouldn't be burnt women, would we?
Okay.
We wouldn't be
no,
all burnt and shit, all bitter and shit if we only knew.
Shit.
Every man would be happy about us on the planet.
Happy. They'd be happy. Happy.
Happy to
happy.
Goddamn jump over a hurdle.
That's
honey,
right.
I want to do this. Can I? Yes.
That's right. They would. They would. Most certainly. No doubt. For real. They would.
You say it's two things. Either an asset or a liability. Just straight up.
Yeah.
Right.
I mean, exactly. An asset or a liability. Girl, you just took my words, honey. I say that every day. Say that every day. Asset or a liability. God damn it, girl.
Asset or a liability. Either one or the other. You know, and, you know, brothers should be wanting their daughters to be the same damn way.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Don't let no man use.
Hey, real quick, before the show goes off, I don't know if y'all saw the last marriage and shit on Atlanta Housewives. The bitch called her daddy because she couldn't say the goddamn fucking broadcast.
Okay.
The daddy said, hey, baby, hey, I'm out, baby. I ain't got shit, baby. You know, I'm going to do a lot of money this month.
Okay.